What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
I'm already drunk.
Off one drink?
Yeah, because I haven't drank for a week.
Yeah? Yeah. Wow.
I'm healthy mode, Emilio, now.
Are you a healthy drunk right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, still.
What are you drinking?
Just tequila.
And Bang?
No, just tequila. Yeah, I'm running every day, keeping my calories, 1,000 calories underneath what I'm consuming.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully that I did all the research, and apparently I should be losing 2 real pounds a week. I should get to my goal in 14 weeks, which is 210 pounds.
Wow.
So hold me to it. I'm saying it out loud so you guys can fuck with me and call me a whatever you want if I don't do it.
I got you.
So you're trying to get...
I've been waiting for this.
You're trying to get rid of the dad bod right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So nothing in the intro that we need to go over. I guess we can get right to it.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to do a Christmas thing. Sniper, we need your help. We need you to set up our Secret Santa between each other. If one of us do it, then the gig is up, man. Or the jig is up, man. So, yeah.
I dare you to give me
I guess you individually have to send us on Discord who our Secret Santa is. You could just do it in your head. It'll be random. Or whoever you think would do best with who. Don't give me G.
What price limit should we have on the games? We've done this before. I can't remember how we set it up.
We did do a Secret Santa with games, and what we did was we just gave each other Christmas cards with the Steam game code on it.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever game we gifted them, and then they had to guess who their Secret Santa was.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the game and whatever secret message. It was almost like we did the whole magazine or cut out with the message, so you couldn't tell who gave you the card or whose handwriting it was.
I'm pretty sure I got Bobby. Barbie's dream house. But I'm not sure.
I actually got Bobby, and I got, not Bobby. I got Chad.
Chad.
Oh, Chad. But Chad liked his gift. He actually beat the game too. So I don't remember what it was.
It was Her Majesty's Spiffing.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah, I remember that game.
Jesus Christ, man. That's amazing.
Oh, Bobby had me, and you gave me Pillars of Eternity.
Pillars of Eternity,
I remember.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who did I... What happened with me? Can you guys tell me?
You had me, and you gave me Dead by Daylight, I think.
No.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Either way, let's do it again. I'm really excited.
All right, because our next episode, not this one, but our next one will be released on Christmas Day, so...
Like Jesus.
Didn't you screw that up by sending a text message by accident?
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember listening to that episode.
I don't remember. But yeah. Okay. Sounds like me. It's so funny because Sam sees me driving away as she's coming in a lot of the time. So she'll honk at me, but I don't notice, right? And then my other buddy who lives in the area, Renee, he's like, he honked at me the other day. He's like, dude, I was honking at you. You don't notice? I was like, nah. And so, like, I told that story to Christian, which is Sam's brother. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then he saw me today, and he's like, he's trying to get my attention because he knows it's a thing now. So he's next to me, and he's like, eh. He's saying, right? Like, hardcore. He said, his words were hardcore, trying to get your attention. And I'm like, la-da-da. And then I said, dude, I ride through this horse. I ride through this life on a horse named Oblivious. Like, I'm... Somehow things get done, though.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like foreshadowing of a car accident.
Yeah.
You're just...
it's amazing that I haven't...
Tunnel vision.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, man. Yeah. You're not going to hear the horn when you absolutely need to.
Yeah.
You got that goal. You're fixated on that goal.
It's very quiet in my truck, though. Like, it's like almost soundproofed. I don't hear... That's what I'm telling people.
If I don't hear anyone in my car, it's because I have my volume on full blast.
I had a buddy who got... by the time he realized it, there were 6 cop cars chasing him because he had his music so loud he hadn't realized. He was like just driving because it was like 4 a.m.
Oh, dang.
By the time he got to work, there were 6 cars with guns out, all of the whole thing. And
four in the morning, there's no light. You'd think you'd see the red and blues.
Is this fake news? That just
no.
That
seems... was his story, man. He also told me, well, I won't tell that story.
So how big was his horse of Oblivion?
Yeah, worse.
It was a freaking unicorn.
Oblivion.
Fucking Pegasaurus. Just flying. Nowhere. All right.
All right. Let's talk about some games that have come to our attention. We had a lot of people recommend games this week. First one, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. And this was recommended by Shadow Master, so you know it's good. Let's bring that up here. What do we got? What do you got for us this week, Shadow? Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
It's like a Castlevania or?
Oh, yeah.
Exploration-based side-scroller action RPG by Koji Igarashi.
So he's the maker of the original Castlevania.
Okay.
And it's so funny that in his own new game, he can't throw back to his own game. He can't say like a la Castlevania because it would probably bring up some legal issues. So it's going to be a lot like Castlevania in everything but the names. I think somebody put in there. I wouldn't know this unless somebody responded to Shadow. So that's how I know all this. It looks modern day.
I mean, hopefully it shows us some gameplay. Is it a 2.5D side-scroller?
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, this trailer doesn't seem to be showing any gameplay.
Yeah, it looks like Symphony of the Night, but just 3D models.
Yeah.
With titties.
Mm-hmm.
Is the main character a girl? I think so.
Did you play Symphony of the Night?
Yes.
And that's one of the ones that went through the cracks for me. But I remember reading the reviews for that 15 years ago or whatever.
Oh, good.
And 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Yeah. This is what gaming is about. And
this must be a multi-platform game, correct?
You would think so.
This only coming out on PC, especially a title by Koji.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not out yet. Let's see. It's estimated. It just says coming soon.
So good one, Shadow.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
I'm sure
it's got single player, multiplayer, online, local co-op.
Do you mean good one, Shadow? Sorry we ever doubted you.
Yeah. No, it's funny because we make fun of him a lot, but he always has really good questions that we talk about for an hour afterwards. Like, oh, Shadow. And then we talk. It makes me consider my early life.
All right. Next up was recommended by Demented Warlock, Vulcanoids. See, is this on Steam?
Yeah, this is a first-person survival crafting on a volcanic island.
Huh.
When I looked at the video, it really reminded me of Factorio, but in first person.
Okay.
Blowing a lot of smoke, steampunk, giant drills. I don't know. You're trying to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop. I have no idea. Didn't look like something that's for me. The aesthetic is cool. It definitely has that brassy, steampunky look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
these lights are pretty mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I have to say that.
The aesthetics are cool if you're into the whole thing, but it's just what you're doing. That's not for me. You know what I mean? If I was going to dig into the earth, I'd do it some other way. Non-steampunky way, I guess.
Maybe with dwarves.
Yeah, there we go.
So you're not that,
we
a
need
dwarf?
To play. There's been two major updates.
Yeah. There's supposed to be like another update this month, another one in January. Big updates.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a dwarf in this game, do you know what you play as? It looks like there are a couple of robots.
Yeah, it looks like you're killing the robots. You're a guy with a wrench. It's a standard player character. It's like elves, humans, dwarves, guy with a wrench.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right up there.
Looks like he's got a shotgun there.
Oh, boy. That's mixing it up.
So no price on this. Release date, January 2019.
I thought when I first saw his title, I thought it was Vocaloid, the that J-pop dance rhythm game.
No idea.
Far from it.
But by the way, also, losing points for the name, guys. Vulcanoids. Going to have to give you 3 demotes. They're arbitrary, of course. Repeating.
All right. Next up, Forza Horizon 4, Fortune Island.
Yeah, so it's Forza 4's DLC. It's one of these games. You know, I gave it a fantastic review when I was playing. I put probably 15 hours into Forza 4, and like I didn't even scratch the surface. Like, there's so much to do. For somebody like Rubbernuts who plays this almost all the time.
That car right there in that picture.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of like that actual car on Reddit, like an actual like real life car. It looked exactly like that.
Well, they're all real life cars, man.
But with like that car with those tires and that lift kit and everything. And
like they probably did it promotionally.
Maybe.
Yeah, to like probably promote the DLC.
So they looks like an off-road Tesla is what that looks like.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, like a definitely a supercar with off-road. Anyway. It looks like they're promoting more off-roady. I guess this Fiat, or what is it? Fortune Island is all, it doesn't have a real road. So it's all kind of like off-road and rally stuff.
You got dune buggies and sand rails.
For me personally, I mean, I'm just speaking for me. Obviously, I didn't even scratch the surface. How could I possibly commit to like DLC when there's so much more that I haven't even touched in the original game? It's kind of like I went out with a super hot girl and came in my pants, and then she called me and she's like, "Hey, I got a twin sister." I'm like, "Wow!" Like I didn't even get started with you, you know. So
my question is: I know that there's DLC. Is there any custom modding in Forza? Can you ride the Rick and Morty car or anything like that?
I don't think so.
What is it called? The Rickmobile.
It's on the Xbox app, and I'm pretty sure they play all that shit close to the vest, I would imagine. But yeah, you can't mod that many games anymore. Even Bethesda stuff is on the Bethesda launcher, which is like, I don't know if you can get in. You can't get in Fallout 76. It's online. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, in a game like this, it's on the Microsoft Store. I wouldn't imagine they have mods.
It would be nice, though. Oh, but you know what you could do? Like, when you paint your, when you customize them, mm-hmm. you can do basically whatever you want. On Forza 3 Horizons, I had... I didn't make it. I just bought it because it was ridiculous.
Okay.
So it's a truck lifted, all red, with American flags on the side. And it had Trump.
American flags? No, just kidding.
Trump, 2000, whenever he was running. And then it says, "Grab him by the pussy" on one side.
Oh, my gosh.
And on the other side, it was like, fuck the environment. That's what it was.
Wow.
It was so ridiculous that I was like, I have to get it.
So it's almost like skinning your credit card with a photo of your dog and or your grandma.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you could do
pretty
that.
Much exactly the same. Yeah.
That is so awkward, by the way.
You could do anything you want.
Yeah, I don't get people that do that.
With your credit card, you can only do your dog or your grandma. Those are the two choices you have. There's no other option.
Do you know what they're talking about, Bobby?
The
customizable ones.
Yeah, customizable.
Only old folks go for that, right?
No. Oh my God,
I don't deal with credit cards anymore, so I don't know how prominent that is.
I'm gonna put my dick pic on my credit card.
Yeah,
can you imagine? That's so dope.
Yeah, it's only 3 inches, so you can get life sized.
Wow, nice. I like it. But when you pay, you look at the cashier's eyes. You're like, beep. Let me slide in.
Oh man.
All right. Next up, PlanetSide 2 Arena.
This was interesting. They were talking about I watched the developer video. And they're talking about this like they're doing some new shit that's never been around. They're like talking in grand terms. And basically what they're doing, they're using the same assets from what I saw from PlanetSide 2. So super old graphics from, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
At least.
It's an old game, dude.
10 years ago. And what they're doing now is...
This is where...
And I'm not trying to shit on them for their graphics, but I think if you're going to do something big and new, do something big and new. They're using all their old graphics and same engine, it looks like, and they're just adding everything that all the other games have. So they're actually adding Capture a Flag, Deathmatch, like smaller arena type stuff.
Even Battle Royale.
Exactly. But and to that point, this is maybe the only exciting thing about it. They're going to have a 500-player Battle Royale, and they're like, he's like, why not 1,000? He said it right after. Because they can already do.
Yeah, good luck getting that many people to play your game.
Well, they do already. There are servers with like thousands of people that still play.
Imagine winning 1,000-man Battle Royale?
You just retire your PC.
It's like 500 Brazilians.
You're like, why do I need this thing? I've already conquered the world.
It's 500 Brazilians versus 500 Russians. Sounds like the most fun.
Got the ping on that would be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. They do it now. So... The big thing about PlanetSide 2, if you've never heard of it, is it's an MMO online FPS RPG, I guess. And so there's a consistent war going on between hundreds of people all the time. I'm sure they've got their... I played it, and the latency seemed fine. Somehow they figured out, you know, how to... Maybe because they have shit character models. They can run all these people at the same time. So they can already do that. It's not high hopes to get... the players or to get, it's just like, man, use some new shit, like draw some new characters. I don't know. Maybe it'll be the greatest thing of all time. I'm sorry.
I just unfortunately don't know anyone that still plays PlanetSide. Mm-hmm. I know more people that still play Eve.
I played a bit
online than PlanetSide.
Of two or one?
Two. Maybe like a month of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when 2 came out, I tried it, but that right away, I was like, no, this isn't the game for me. Way too grindy.
There was cool little things. Like, I remember one time I was playing, and there was, like, these APCs that were mobile respawn points, and somebody would park one outside of, like, the fort that we're trying to take in a hidden position, and then had like ropes that everybody could climb up. So we were just like invading like one would a castle.
Right.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, they did have some cool assault points. Mm-hmm. Definitely trying to take over a structure was pretty cool.
For sure.
Just getting new guns in that game was not something I was about ready to do. Yeah. I don't know if it was pay to win. I can't remember if you'd actually... I think you could spend real money.
I spent like $5 on a gun and it like just... It totally made me awesome at that game like instantly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and to grind that out was just absurd. You'd have to put so many hours in it. And there were so many guns. And it was like that type of arsenal where it's just, you can't, there's no clear path. Like, this one is better than that one. It was like, this one has like 0.2 more spread, but 0.3 less impact or something. It was just like all these different stats that just made it look a little convoluted. Yeah. So I don't know.
It is. Essentially.
I mean, their whole selling point with this is like, hey, we're going to do a battle royale that everyone else has done, but we're going to have 500 to 1,000 people, and that might be cool. It might be cool.
It would might be cool, Bobby. Back to you, Minnie.
What's the highest number of people you can have in
regular Planetside?
Well, No, just in any other Battle Royale game. It's like 100, right? I think PUBG's 100?
Yeah.
There's that other one that said that they were going to go up to like 600. The one with really nice graphics. Do you guys remember?
Nope.
They've been teasing it. It's kind of like...
I can't remember the name of it.
Something, Ashes of Creation for MMOs. But there's one for Battle Royale that's like promising everything with pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing all the iterations of Battle Royale now, right? Like we're seeing every different version. It's like, hey, we're doing Battle Royale, but here's the twist on it. And people are just trying to find the next big thing.
And Bobby, you called it, I think a while ago, where you're like, it's just becoming a feature more than it is a sub-genre.
I mean, it's an easy game mode to implement.
Except for the netcode. That's probably the hardest part to implement.
No, that's going to be true with any multiplayer experience.
There's one in beta right now.
Up to 100?
Huh? It's a like a feudal Japanese samurai type and samurai ninja battle royale.
Are they using bows and arrows or
like swords? Maybe bows and arrows, but I've only seen swords.
What's the name of that one?
Kenshi, maybe? K-E-N-S-H-I.
Oh, I saw someone playing that.
I'm not sure if that's the right one, though.
Oh, gotcha.
I wonder if it is, because I was actually on Steam this week. I looked at my Steam library, and the last time I had played Steam was November 26th.
Yeah.
And
That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
So I was actually on Steam, and one of our listeners' sites, I saw him playing this game, Kenshi, and I recognized the name of it.
Damn, I haven't heard, talked to sites in forever.
Yeah, he's one of the old listeners.
No, this is not
the one. This is something completely different.
Oh, Jesus.
That's an emaciated man right there. Yeah.
I thought it was a picture of Minnie.
Hey-o. All right. Last is Z Daemon.
This is more of a program, I believe, than it is a game. But it allows you to play original Doom multiplayer. So you can go in there with friends and play it. The wording is so funny. The wording is like as if multiplayer shooters never happened. I don't know the way it says. But you can play Doom 1 and Doom 2 with friends. And apparently, you know, it'll play like
keeps track of your progress, gaming experience, and levels by simply playing the game.
Up to 50 players can join in a match.
So, I mean, there's like Z-Doom, like what it used to be Z-Doom, just a reiteration of it?
I guess. No, well, I don't know. It seems like a
solo
project.
So this looks like it's just software that allows you to find servers that are running all over the world to connect you to other people playing.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able, like, no one's using the original, like, what do they even use to connect to each other and play? There was something that they used back in the
90s. That was,
maybe that's what,
IRC? Was it IRC or GameTagger?
I think it had its own specific thing, like, that they made.
Yeah.
Right, but then after that, it was shit, probably, right? And then that's when IRC started.
TCP, no, not, I'm not saying, like, what protocol, like, it wasn't.
Demented Duango, there it is.
Yeah, Duango.
Thanks, Demented.
That was, like, an acronym, too, I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I wonder if it's
I think Demented knows. He was just reading the book, the Doom book.
Yeah, they talk about it in the
Doom book. What was the name of the book?
The Doom book?
Masters of Doom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really good gaming book.
So I played the video and it just showed single player stuff. So I thought it was really interesting. I don't know what's going on here. I don't think they're making any money. It's just somebody, this is like a passion project somebody put together. Mm-hmm. It looks
yeah,
like.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are still playing. I'd check that out. It's kind of like WC3 Arena is the software that a lot of people use to play Warcraft 3. I mean, that's all going to change when Reforged comes out, but fan-made software can save a game like that. All right. So that's it for On the Radar. Not a whole lot right now. This is kind of a
lull before the storm.
Yeah, I don't
know. The heroes.
Because they've already announced all the stuff with the Game Awards and the you know, everything for like the holidays. They always come out with that in November. So from now until like, I don't know, early January or February is going to be kind of a dull time.
Well, our last three episodes were pretty bloated with info.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about what we've been playing. Who wants to go first?
I'll talk about BattleTech, the expansion that I've been wanting to play for such a long time, and it let me down, man.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, it was not as I think because the whole reason I love BattleTech so much was you're always like teetering on if you're going to have enough funds for the next mission and you need to prioritize if you want to like repair a mech or you just want to put another mech in because you don't have enough time before the next payroll runs out. Mm-hmm. So
micromanagement to make sure that you're optimizing for the next mission.
Well, not really optimizing, but just making sure you stay above water because it's all a struggle. Whole game is a struggle. But now that I beat the game, so this is kind of like a an in-game expansion. And it's not really a struggle anymore. Like, I have so much money, and I'm just, like, throwing mechs at battles, and it's just like, okay, well.
That's a tricky one, right? Because a lot of players want, hey, what about all the shit that I built up, right? Yeah. And then you put that against the other one where it's, like, your perspective where it's, like, this isn't hard enough because I have all the shit that I built up.
Yeah.
So it's, what do you do? Do you do the fans? What, maybe turning up the difficulty?
So I would, it's already at max.
Sorry, sir.
What I would think would be a good idea is like maybe because it's not really part of the story, it's just kind of like side missions.
Yeah.
But I think what would be good if they like made it part of the story and then like something happened to your ship and you lost all your money, but you keep your mechs. Right. So now you need to like rebuild your funds.
Like the oldest thing in gaming.
The sequel equation.
Exactly.
Like the game that you, Guacamelee.
Exactly.
Super ultimate, and then you get fat because you're a dad.
Exactly. And Metroid
you played it enough
way.
To know that?
No, you've spoken on it enough.
Yeah, he's all fat. Like, well, he looks like me. He looks like.
All right, Emilio, here you go. We're going to work on your sequel right here, right now.
Well, apparently, all you have to do is put on a wrestling mask, and I'll be super swole all of a sudden.
Yeah, so this is like you're just doing quests for a different house.
But it's high stakes branching short stories.
I know, that's what the trailer tells you.
It's not high stakes, huh?
It's not high stakes, man. And they introduce a few new mechs, but none of these new mechs are anywhere near the best
Hatchet
mechs.
Man.
Hatchet Man. They also have Crab and it's just like.
So they're on the nose, right?
All uninspired, yeah. I mean, these are all like old 20, 30 year old mech names that they're just bringing into this game.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And, it's just like there's like nothing to work towards because I have like the King Crab and I have the Atlas and these are like all the best mechs in the game, and there's just nothing to work for. Like I'm just going through missions because they want me to go through missions. They're new types of missions, but it's like not that fun.
You know, it's crazy to think about like people playing this tabletop, right? Yeah. So you have this super expensive mech that you're actually paying real money to upgrade, and then you're playing against somebody else, and then. I don't think there's much maneuvering because when I saw those guys playing, they're just rolling dice, just facing each other.
Yeah.
There's no sight. Maybe I move.
Line of sights. And,
yeah. It's kind of like Warhammer, but like without an entire army. You just have one thing.
Yeah, just a few mechs. Yeah. It's like 3, 4, 5.
So you can't recommend it, huh?
No. I mean, if you just want, it got me back into it, so I'll say that. I'll probably continue to play it, but don't pick it up if you're not really into BattleTech.
Maybe it'll escalate the difficulty.
Maybe. Yeah. It's kind of hard. How can you escalate when I already have all the best mechs, though? I mean, it's like, I'm just going, I'm like, it's like my entire lance is just meat shield and just they're just taking punishment and just like walking through just missiles, like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's then, like fucking nothing.
So it's always hard to make DLC for a game like this.
Yeah.
Because the game itself is like, what, 80 to 100 hours?
I think 60.
Oh, 60? All right, yeah. I'm a little off.
That's a lot, yeah.
But still, that's a lot of game right there.
Yeah, definitely.
They could have done like a spinoff where like it was just a completely different story with the same mechanics.
Yeah.
But then they would have had to make new character models, get new voice actors, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a mission where they forced me to use the Hatchet Man, and I was just like, fuck this thing, man. It was just,
My question is, with the battles that you're going into, do they just feel like trash battles, like something you would experience in RPG where it's like, okay, once I kill this, you know, on to the next fight? Or are there any like boss type of battles?
There was only one boss battle in the game that was just the last battle. But pretty much beyond that, no. First one, yeah.
Yeah. And this one might have one.
Might be, but yeah. I mean.
Does it feel like a tedious grind?
Yep.
Okay. For nothing.
For nothing.
Okay.
That's like.
Scathing review.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it really doesn't bring much new to the game.
That sucks.
It does.
Because it was really a triumph, the first one. Was it $40?
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think it came out to $40. I remember.
It's $50 right now. Oh, that's the season pass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they want $20 for something that's not delivering. And that sucks, man, because everybody was so high on your game.
Yeah. Yeah, the original game, if you haven't played it, the original game.
$19.99.
Real awesome.
Sounds like a really good price.
I feel bad for you, harebrained schemes. Do those better.
The same guys that made the
Shadowrun?
Cyberpunk. Yes, that's the one. Yeah. Shadowrun. That's a great game as well.
Oh, did anybody end up playing Mutant Zero Year?
No.
Mutant Zero?
No. Someone in Discord
said a lot of people. I would say a lot is like 3 or 4 people are playing it and enjoying it a lot. Yeah? Like, it's really good. Shadowrun-esque, I guess.
Cool. All right. What else we got here? Super Smash Bros. I don't know if that was the first time I've ever played Super Smash Bros.
Really?
And if I played it before, it was in the same manner where I was just like, no idea what I'm doing. Yeah. Played for like 10 minutes.
You were
a natural savant. What are you talking about, Bobby? No.
I do what I do all the time. I just hit all the buttons as fast as I can.
Oh, goodness.
Bobby, so some of
was like, not working.
The nuance that you were missing, obviously, was like, falling off.
I got it.
Falling off is not the end of the game. Like,
you can make it back.
10% of the game is like trying to get back on the platform after you've been kicked off.
Up B is all you need to know.
Most of the time.
Up B.
usually that'll get you back. Usually you want to use your, you have to push, you have to recognize that you're off the platform.
Okay.
Push towards the platform, aim towards the platform, jump if you have one. And if you don't have it, try to use your travel ability to cling on to the edge.
And I've seen people do that. Like, I know that's a thing.
To great effect.
You know what? Not only that, so we were playing Super Smash Bros. Before we started the stream, and the controllers probably weren't helping you, because someone who's... No. I would say I'm pretty tenured with Super Smash games. The only one I haven't played was the Wii U release.
You only played Melee and the first one, right?
No, I played Melee.
Yeah, so...
I only played those two, and I also played
There's 3 and 4 and 5, so there's 2 that you missed.
I think I played the one on the classic Wii. Oh.
Okay.
And then that's Brawl. I played Brawl.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so, okay. No, I played 3 of the Super Smash Bros. Games.
Okay.
And then when I picked up and played this one, like, don't get me wrong, the game is absolutely everything you love and know about Super Smash Bros., but you throw this fucking little freaking...
You can show it. Show it.
Yeah, it is tiny. Wiimote. What is this? It's smaller than a Wiimote.
And it's tinier than it should be because
I can fit the whole thing in my mouth.
Because I ride through this life
for a video game controller. That fucking sucks. This is smaller than the very original Nintendo controller. Like, I think I would rather use a Square than this remote.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Those things are terrible.
Yes, I would. This is
maybe,
terrible.
You're right.
This remote is terrible.
It is.
I hate you, Nintendo. You heard it here.
You can't.
On the DLG podcast.
You really can't hate on them.
You can't hate on them.
I do.
It's not intended. Like, I played... Mario Kart. I played Mario Kart on this with my friends. Had a great time. But missing that top thing really, really affects it.
This is not a combat controller.
It's not meant to be played like that.
This is like...
That's like a party game controller, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can, but even it, so what so, do you do? So if you really want to the full extent play Super Smash Bros.
You buy a pro controller for everybody.
Oh, they also have the adapter where you put both those sides in and you play like a regular controller.
Oh yeah. So there's this other thing that comes with the Switch when you buy it. You slide each one of these into this thing and then you end up with a PlayStation controller. But it takes two of them. So then we wouldn't have all been able to play.
Dude, it's so
just take tiny. My money, Nintendo.
It is so tiny.
To look take at someone, money. Like if you look at me play with this, I look like I'm texting someone on my Sidekick.
Yeah. I'm not defending it.
Do you remember the Micro Game Boy?
Yeah.
Game Boy Micro? Smaller than the Game Boy Micro.
Yeah, but
I'm not defending it.
What they're doing is they're giving you two controllers out of the box.
No out of the box, yeah.
No console does that.
No console.
It's either one controller or
no,
two controllers.
This isn't even one controller. This is half a controller.
Exactly.
This isn't
exactly.
even a TV
you're
remote.
You're hating on a function of it. That is not the controller.
Gee,
that is a
gee,
function
I think
of the controller.
We got a couple Nintendo apologists over are just not coming okay. to terms with the inadequacy of this.
Please don't defend this controller because this is almost
is
worse
a
than.
Part of the controller.
You know
that
how
is not the controller.
The classic Xbox controller was too big? This
the
is.
Duke.
Is that what it's called?
The Duke. Yeah.
This is but much okay. too small.
So if you
not
if
the
you
controller,
buy,
that's
yeah,
part
it's not
of
the
it.
Controller. It's just kind of like, in case your friend wants to try it, there's like you, here you go, try this.
It's like a sampler at the
it's
mall.
It's a sampler,
guys.
Exactly what it is. Yeah, that's yeah, good. That's can we exactly, all land on that? Yeah. It's a sampler. There
it's
we go.
Like, yeah, it's like an appetizer.
Yes. Either way, I yeah. felt like the controller was the Super. Biggest reason I was not enjoying Super Smash as much because I felt like I was going to break a fingernail.
Yeah.
Break a nail just yeah. trying to hit the shield button. In fact, I'd never used the shield button because it wasn't
but
set
that's
up.
My fault, too.
And then not only that, my fat palm was hitting my emote button over and over and over. I'm like, I never emote in-game for any reason. So
I'm missing the piece
like,
that makes it bigger,
I didn't
too.
Know there was okay. an emote button.
That's my fault.
And I mean, the D-pad yeah, is slamming way it with my... too small on this. That's like impossible to use.
That's what? A D-pad?
Yeah.
That's what the heck?
Where's a D-pad?
That's,
well, what
that's
D-pad?
The buttons.
Cross right
oh,
there?
That's not a D-pad,
that's
dude.
That's not a D-pad.
That's a start button, jackass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he doesn't mean it.
It does look what like a D-pad,
dick.
Though.
I fell for it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you would believe it, right?
You feel this all. You fooled us all by or you fooled me, anyway.
I believed him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway... what are you talking about, Smash Brothers? Oh, my nephew asked me for my Nintendo code, which is kind of like your gamer pass on Blizzard or whatever.
Friend that, code.
Yeah, friend code. Mm-hmm. And he invited me into this 8-player brawl that him and his friends were doing.
Oh, Jesus.
And but here, one downside, one upside. 8 players, you can play, like, if we had 8 of these, we could all be... bitching about controls and on one Switch, on one TV and be playing and whatever. But we were playing online. You can't play 8 players at once on online, only 4 at a play at a time. But it has this, it's called Smash Arena. So one person hosts it. Then you have this wrestling ring and people put their chips in and then you play whatever rules you want. And then when they're done, everybody on the bleachers was watching them play. These are the friends, right? This is me watching. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom three, these are the rules we made. The bottom three move out, the new 3 move in, and then you play again.
That's
and,
cool.
And the people on the bleachers watching again. So it's almost like you're playing and streaming at the same time within your little group. And we had 8 players, and it was fucking fun. But we were, again, it was so weird. This is the first time I've ever done this. I was playing on my Switch with my Snowball for my PC. So I have this... tiny little screen in front of my giant super screen that I would rather be using, but you know, I'm kind of like this, but this thing keeps getting in the way and I can't really see because the microphone keeps getting in the way of my natural position, which is kind of like
the
right
microphone.
Here the microphone, yeah,
the Yeti,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
The snowball Yeti, yeah,
yeah, okay.
And so but it was super, it was really fun. It would have been more fun if I knew any of these people, but I didn't. And the worst thing about Smash Brothers is getting the controls to play when you want them to play. My profile has it, but it wouldn't load online because online I'm Emilio and not that. And then so it was a nightmare to try to get my buttons right. And then once I did, I won. And they were like, whoa, Emilio, the old guy, because they're all like 20. And I'm 100 at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I had a great time. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Why don't you hook that up to your monitor?
Huh?
Why don't you hook that up to your monitor?
I don't know, because I was playing. already.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you're planning.
I didn't know that it was going to be an all-night thing. Oh, okay. Well, I went out for like 2 hours, but it was really good. Besides that, I unlocked all the characters with this one weird trick.
Oh, yeah. I think they patched that trick.
Did they?
Yeah.
I got it in just out of time.
Yeah.
And now I've gone on to online play. I will say it's the worst part of the game probably is the online play.
Really?
Like, you know, trying to get matched up with somebody. But once you're in, then you're fine.
I wasn't having any problems. So I'm also hardwired.
Okay.
So yeah, I wasn't having any problems connecting. And I've been playing a lot.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Are you ranking up?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot, dude. Like I think like 8 hours yesterday and.
Jesus.
Yeah. Lot of Smash.
I played like 6 hours straight and it's the first time that my battery ever is like, hey, fuck you.
What kind of controller did you use?
I use the Wii Pro controller. Not the Wii, the Switch Pro controller.
It's basically like a...
It's like an Xbox, like a small
Xbox. So you had to buy an extra accessory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys aren't playing like handheld mode with a controller? No.
I like that. Of course
not. You're not playing it as it comes as default?
I do.
Or Amelia does. Okay.
But there's also, like we said, it comes with it. These things slide into... I don't know how to explain it. It's these like things dock. Slide into this thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then it becomes like a Game Gear.
No.
No, it's like another controller.
It's another controller.
So you can you do some Transformer sound effects, please?
They slide into
maybe you. I would better understand if you...
Oh, you're talking about not when they slide into the screen, but they slide into the other thing and become like
the controller.
A controller, yeah. Like a big controller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Autobots, roll out.
Okay.
Is that good?
No, yes, that's great. It's too scratchy. Okay. What about
No more.
So no keyboard mouse support for there Nintendo
is.
Switch?
There is, actually. There's an adapter for every controller, and including I've seen keyboard and mouse be used with a Switch. Not to great effect, but it is possible.
Wow. Mm. It's amazing what it can do.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 11?
Yep.
Slated for a fucking Switch. I'm like, what?
That seems weird.
I was like, what? Wow.
Yeah, that maybe they'll tone it down.
Fatality.
he's over here pressing the tiny buttons on the tiny controller.
Yeah. With one finger.
That just seems pretty graphic for the Switch. I'm surprised they'd let it on.
Oh there. No, yeah. They have other really graphic titles. Not that graphic, but yeah.
I would say as a woman with longer nails, it's not good. It's not good.
So remember, we're switching to the Switch podcast starting next week. We're all spoilers. The Secret Santa to everybody is Switches.
Can I talk about a PC game that I thought I've played the whole entire time, but I've never played?
I'm so interested in this.
Believe it or not, I've never played The Sims 4, and it's been out since 2014.
I didn't know they had a Sims 4.
No,
neither did she.
No, I knew The Sims 4 was out, but for some reason, I was still playing The Sims 3, assuming The Sims 3 was the newest launch title of The Sims series, yet I was completely off and wrong, because The Sims 4 is the newest one, and even though I thought I was playing The Sims 4, I was still actually playing The Sims 3, which is embarrassing, only because I thought The Sims 3 was the newest thing out.
Wow.
This is so weird how this happened, and I'm authentically embarrassed as a female gamer this is the case.
You made one mistake once.
Right now it is on sale, too.
You made one mistake once, and it probably just carried on until now.
2014 this was released?
Yeah.
Jeez. Is it better than 3? How much have you played it?
So I played it about 2 days, and I didn't play as much as I wanted to, but the first night I probably spent 4 hours in character creation, because that's what you do when you play The Sims. And the funny thing is, because you got me to pick up Origin Premier, that's how I realized, wait a fucking second, I don't have this in my library. The Sims 3 isn't the news rendition of The Sims, The Sims 4. And
so it's included in Origin Access?
It's included in Premier.
And do you get all the DLC? Because there's a lot of
DLC. So much DLC, and no, EA is not that cheap.
Premier
you should get every
no,
DLC.
No, you get only G? Two. You only get
of
two.
Of how many?
You get the kids stuff, and I never have kids in The Sims, so that doesn't mean anything to me. And then you also get, I think, a holiday pack.
That's so weird.
Or no, the diner pack. You can own your own restaurant.
I'm getting the Battlefield 5 Russian DLC day one. Through Premiere, but they won't give you the fucking Sim from 2014.
Wasn't that like that with Spore?
Didn't
you have the same problem with Spore?
I haven't checked since I've had Premiere, actually.
EA makes so much money from The Sims.
And Bobby, remember, we got to escape out of jail together.
Oh, yeah.
Without Minnie.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, here's the thing.
Laundry day.
I'll be right back.
My first pet stuff.
Laundry day stuff.
Toddler stuff. No, thank you. Vintage glamour. There we go.
Oh,
bowling night.
I had a girlfriend a long time ago, like 10 years ago, who wasn't a gamer at all, but she had a laptop. And she got bored when I play games. So I was like, hey, I bought her The Sims. I think it was like 1 or 2, like really old. And then she got extremely addicted and started to buy like every one of these expansions. I'm pretty sure it was Sims 2. And there is dozens. Like at $20 a pop, she had a huge library of just addition, like just like new beds and couches and just nothing. She would spend like hundreds of dollars on this bullshit. And I mean, I had no one to blame but myself.
Yeah. No, I can understand how people could dive really, really deep into The Sims 4. And from what I understand, they have different challenges now, like multiple generations challenge. And there's so many different little intricacies in the games themselves. And I want to play more of it. I will be playing more of it. But what I wanted to do, I couldn't do right away. I feel like I have to do a little bit more research just to make it right. Mm-hmm. I love that they have the galleries, the modded galleries, the community stuff built in. So I didn't want to put time, since I put too much time into character creation, I didn't want to put too much time into building my own house. So and
like that's
I
the main part of the game, though.
I know. So I just went and I just shopped for a house, and like within 20 seconds, I had a house in my lot that suited my taste. And then I got, and then I was able to start the game. The game has a lot of, it's more or less the same. It's Sims. I don't want to go into detail about what it is, but
what
it was so funny because
to this one.
I don't know all the new stuff, but the second I realized I wasn't playing the same game that I've been playing, thinking I was playing The Sims 4, was during character creation.
Well, that's going to be a cool feeling, though. It's like, oh, a new game that I thought I played, but I get to play it now.
I was ashamed. I'm really actually ashamed because this whole entire time I could have been playing The Sims 4, but I thought I was burnt out on The Sims because I was really only playing The Sims 3 twice over.
Okay.
Gee, yeah. Let me tell you about the time I thought I was 32 for an entire year.
That happened.
And then Facebook was like, happy 32nd birthday. I was like, oh, shit, redo. An entire year I thought I was 32.
That's so epic.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. But
no, that was
that's
great.
Really, see? Yes.
Yeah.
But you could look at this as an opportunity too.
But I was just, I just thought I was playing it and it was a UI update to whatever I was playing before. But then when I got into the game, I saw that there were half walls and I was like, okay, I know,
like
I'm playing
partitions?
A different Sims. No, like just half walls.
Like, okay. Just a wall that goes up like a couple
halfway.
Feet. Okay,
yeah. Gotcha.
It's called a pony wall.
I don't know what it's called.
Pony wall?
In real construction.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew it was a completely different game.
I hated this game until I saw the names of the DLC, and I really hate this game.
Do you know this is going to come up on my YouTube feed now? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a whole bunch of Sims bullshit on my YouTube feed for the next month.
Oh, you can be Kanye West.
Whoa.
Bobby, can we read the names of the DLCs,
please? You can be face down,
please?
Ass up, apparently.
Yeah, that's the whoa.
You had it on the other screen. Oh, yeah, there we go.
You know what I wanted to do, but I couldn't do in the game?
That's all right. What's that?
I wanted to put myself in a neighborhood and then download all these custom video game bachelors, which I did. I downloaded, I think Jon Snow was one of the first people I downloaded. Geralt from The Witcher 3. Mm. Oh, no. And
I
wanted.
Community made?
Even like Naruto and Kakashi. Yeah, all community made.
Okay.
And I tried
to
put them in my neighborhood, but the custom skins weren't being importing. So they just ended up all being like naked. And I was like, okay, we can't have this. I need the real deal. So,
Bobby, can we start at the top? Because these are great. I love these. Okay, so Get Famous is one. Seasons, Cats and Dogs.
I would get that one.
City Living, Getting Together, and Get to Work. But I saw some other ones. Vampire.
One is cool.
So these are expansions, and these are $40 a piece. Every one of those that you listed was $40. And I guess they changed the game in a significant way. But then there's also stuff, which is just like objects you can get. And then there's one other category.
We're not talking about like microtransactions. You buy, stuff. You pay a dollar for a couch or something, is it?
No.
It might be. Explore expansion packs, game packs, and...
Stuff packs.
Maybe this
I feel like
one.
We just found the dark but corner of
that's
the
Sims equation. It's been like that since
my first
the first
pet
Sims.
Stuff.
There is so much.
Oh my God, dude. They just
see how much this is. Oh, $10 each.
A piece, and there's like, what, 10 of them? 10 of these luxury items, the romantic stuff, and my first pet stuff.
I could see somebody being like, sir, with Premiere, are we going to give them all the free Sims 4 stuff? And the guy with the monocle is like, are you kidding? It's the greatest thing. It's the biggest money maker we've ever made.
It really is.
Oh, Vampires is $20.
Yeah.
Parenthood.
Jungle Adventure. Okay. Jungle Adventure. Outdoor Retreat. Spa Day. Can't forget that one. She's massaging them too hard, but not too hard. You know what I mean? Not
too hard.
Yeah. And Dine Out. Oh my God.
So there's another 6 expansions for $20 a piece.
Yeah. You could drop a lot of money in this game. Careful, Chi.
I know what I want for Christmas now.
Oh,
every single Sims 4 expansion. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that to me. Don't bury me in this
game. The way I remember it, it had the worst reviews of most Sims.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If I remember.
But if you go back and play, I think I got 2 for free somewhere, and I went back and tried to play that, and the graphics are just too bad, and the gameplay is just a little too... Like, you could tell it's just not meant to run on newer systems. So I think if you're going to play any Sims game, you have to do 4, right?
Yeah, because it puts everything all in one neat package. When did 3 come out?
Like 2008?
It looks more or less the same. That's the thing. All the Sims, and when you play, graphically, I didn't see such a huge overhaul.
No, I was wrong.
Sims 3 to Sims 4.
About the review, sorry. 9 out of 10 on Steam, or whatever.
That's Sims 3.
Oh, my bad. What about 4? It's not on Steam, probably.
No, 97% like this video game, according to Google. 4.4 out of 5.
Damn.
Yeah. No, Sims is always going to be almost 10 out of 10 in most people's worlds.
Metacritic is really most only female curator I...
world. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm ashamed as a female gamer. Like, how could I call myself a female gamer when I haven't even played the Sims 4 up until now?
You don't have to pigeonhole yourself. Because you're a girl, you have to play Sims. That is not a thing.
But I take pride in loving the Sims. Like, I take pride in how many other girls that I've brought and are attracted to PC gaming.
Okay.
Because every single girl I know that I've ever put the Sims in front of, they love.
Yeah.
I have not met one girl who is like, the Sims? Bleh.
I feel the same way about Peggle.
I thought you were going to say genital jousting. Can't be a guy unless play genital jousting.
God, that is disturbing. No,
it was crazy.
It's so funny because anytime I want to distract a girl, like if I have to go do something or whatever, this is when I had a revolving door on my front of my door. if I had to distract someone, just play some Peggle. I'll be right back. Yeah. Right, and they would just be gone. It worked. It was like a moth to a flame. Anyway, so. I was texting my buddy, hey, fucking Peggle, if you ever need to distract a girl, fucking
Peggle.
Peggle,
yeah.
It's like a moth to a flame.
What is Peggle?
And I accidentally sent that text to the girl that was actually playing, which I think was Sam. But if it wasn't, hopefully she's not listening.
What is Peggle? Is that a match 3?
No, it's a...
like Plinko?
Like kinda? Plinko.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. God, I love that game. It's my favorite puzzle game, probably.
Peggle is great. Sorry you don't know what it is.
Yeah, weirdo.
You'd recognize it if you saw it.
No, I know the art is like some kind of unicorn horse or something, but I don't think I've ever seen gameplay of it.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, I've never seen this.
Yeah. It's fun, dude.
Wow, Minnie.
I'm telling you, we should have a segment where you give each other homework. Video game homework.
Okay, we should.
What's going
we should.
On in this?
We really should. Let's do it now.
He's Plinko-ing.
Minnie, Peggle.
Yeah.
Minnie, your homework assignment is Peggle.
I can't.
No, you have no idea what you're missing out on. There's even a Valve version.
It's
show them the Valve version.
It has TF2 characters and stuff.
Sorry. Yeah.
Valve Peggle, yeah.
Valve Peggle.
Yep.
Peggle Half-Life? Oh, okay. Well, this I might be able to get into.
Peggle Extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are saying this is just so good.
And no, it is so good.
It is put 200 so good. Hours 9 out of 10
Steve. What the
Peggle is amazing. Yeah.
This was like those Match 3 phone games before they were really big. This is like Candy Crush before Candy Crush. Like this and Bejeweled were like the games that you'd stay up. Like you'd just delete hours of your
but
life.
But this is skill-based and not luck-based.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's definitely skill-based, dude.
Okay.
You can do some
very
shit.
Competitive.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're fucking around.
Real competitive scene.
We're not competitive. We're they play this at fucking Evo. Around. This is so amazing. Amazing.
Dude, so I watched this video of top score of all time on this level, and I watched the thing and what he did, and I was like, I crushed that shit months ago.
Are you guys trolling me?
No, dude.
We're not.
This is the shit.
I feel like
this even, is my favorite puzzle game of all time.
I swear to God, because like brought up here, he said Peggle is top tier. I even had a wow ad on the loop play while raiding.
Yes, dude.
Like, yes.
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
I think Peggle, is there Peggle slot Knights? Machine?
No, there should be, though.
There should be. I know there's like Plants versus Zombies. I even saw a Britney Spears slot machine.
Do you guys have New Year's plans?
Oh, of course.
No.
New Year's plans?
Yeah.
Probably working. Wait, what day does it fall on?
The 31st of December.
Like day of the week.
Oh, I don't know.
I might be in Austin there, but.
Anyway.
Bobby, I have to apologize too. I broke your keychain from BlizzCon.
My keychain?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh.
You're fingering it
too hard.
You're going to have to go to the principal's.
It's on
Bobby's going to send me to the principal.
The 31st.
I'll fix it.
Bobby, is that a thing that teachers do?
Usually VPs deal with behavioral issues like that.
Vice principals?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's more than one?
You get one for every 800 students you have, well, at least in our district.
I seriously thought he was meaning like a vice president. I thought he went to like some kind of charter school school for money.
Let's get business. This thing back on track. We're talking about charter schools. We started at not even Peggle.
No,
we started at fucking
The Sims.
Sims.
Really threw this off.
Yeah. Let's get some.
What else we got to talk about here?
I don't know, man.
Diablo 3?
I want to go out on a limb here.
Can you really talk more about Diablo 3?
And say that I'm a worse person than Bobby. Because I make fun of him for playing old Blizzard games nonstop. And then I was like, I'll one-up you. And I'll go 10 years old. Well, I guess WoW is older than D3. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Came out in 2010, 11?
Yeah. Something that hasn't been worked on consecutively. They haven't have. Anyway, I'm having a good time. I'm going to have to stop because the fucking addiction is real, man. I can see how people get into the whole seasonal thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing a seasonal character?
No, not yet. Because I'm still playing normal, but like I can see what that's all about now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's funny because I there's this new thing, the Oblivious thing. I leave my games running all the time. So Battlefield 5, I leave running and I just go to work. Because like I'm so busy that I don't even have those 2 seconds. I'm already late when I leave my computer. So like I leave things running. Not on purpose. It's just
did you
like,
look at me, Bobby?
I'm not going to shut it down. And so I'll leave Battlefield 5 running for 36 hours. And I'll get like 3 invites. Like, hey, let's play. I leave D3 running for the same amount of time. 10, 12 people are like, hey, let me show you around. Like, because everybody's played this, you know? But it's kind of new to me. The post game is new to me. And so I'm playing the post game.
So you're doing the Nephilim rips?
Yeah. And I'm having fun, man. It's fucking. Mm. But here's the thing. I can recognize what it is for what it is. You want bigger numbers. You want to kill bigger things. But it's the same things with smaller numbers.
Yeah.
And the only things that are changing are the numbers. And so all you're doing is putting in time to get bigger numbers to do the same thing that you're doing to the things that have smaller numbers.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
And it is addicting as fuck, though, because like if you get a 5% increase on something, you're like, fuck yeah, cool. But sometimes you get a 25% increase and those numbers go up. You know what I mean? And that's all it is.
Those numbers are addicting, for sure, yeah.
They are very addicting.
That's
somebody was telling me about billion point crits. Billion. Yeah.
When the game first came out, when I played it a lot, like you couldn't get past 5 digits. And now they're in billions.
Billions. Yeah. I think it goes like 1B.
Because you're still doing the Necromancer class?
Yeah, having a lot of fun with that.
I never played that. I bought the DLC. I just never played that.
You paid for the Necromancer? That's not Reaper of Souls. That's separate from Reaper of Souls.
Yeah, it was like $15.
Can you play Necromancer without owning Reaper?
No.
Okay.
And I found that the hard way.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back and playing some Diablo.
Oh, don't say that. I keep
thinking about that, but
don't put that juju on me.
I think my last character was a Crusader. It was a seasonal character.
Did I make a Crusader when I was playing with you?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I was having fun on her. But my original one was the Witch Doctor. I played that at launch. That was fun.
That's my only complaint about the Necromancer. It's very not very akin to the Witch Doctor, but you know, like close enough.
I think I do. I think I started a monk, and then I really didn't like it. But I think I'd do barbarian if I were to do it again.
Cheese, did you ever put some time in?
I actually did a full playthrough of Diablo 3, yet nothing really grasps me in my experience. It was such a generic run through.
It didn't get me the first time either.
Yeah, that I don't recall anything staple about my experience.
I don't recommend going back because it might get you, and it got me right now. It has me in its grasp. I'm literally like pulling fingers off of D3 fingers so I could not stop playing.
Well, I'm already, I don't know, I feel like The Sims might have me in its grasp pretty soon here. Or I'm,
as weird as it sounds, like I want to hear some Sims stories, yeah.
You want to know what the first 5 minutes of my Sim life was?
Why do you lock them in with no bathroom?
Actually, there's some funny stuff. People were just like calling out like different ways to kill Sims, and somebody said barbecue pit in a room full of rugs. And it was hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. That's no, rude. No. First of all, rude?
No, but the first 5 minutes of my Sim life, apparently my neighbors are coming over and trying to introduce me to the neighborhood. And they dropped off some fruitcake. And then my Sim ate some of the fruitcake, like, on her own accord. And then she got, really upset and was super uncomfortable from the fruitcake. And then she had to shower because she felt so miserable. And in the shower, she was crying. I was like, okay, this is The Sims 4. Because in The Sims 3, you couldn't cry in the shower. But, you know, Sims 4, I could do it in the first 5 minutes of my new life.
Something wrong with you, Chi.
It's oddly accurate, too. I had some moments where, in the game, I went the geek route for my job.
Sure.
Yeah, the computer programming route.
You went?
Me, my Sim.
You have your,
I have my own Sim. I'm one person. And in that game, I'm supposed to become friends with my coworkers to climb the ladder.
Okay.
And so I guess my coworker's name was Travis. I was playing a default Sim story, so no one else I made other than what was given in the Sims community.
Okay.
And when I would invite him over, he would ignore me while I was naked on the bed, and he'd be playing video games.
Standard operation. I mean, that's story of your life, but reversed.
Yeah, I know. It's like eerily accurate. It's like it like sensed my loneliness as I was playing the game and put me up to scenarios like that. It was fun.
More Sims talk. You missed out.
But no more of that. Riveting. No more of that.
No, I'm not making fun of it. I'm actually curious about the whole thing, but not
when I play more of it, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did play Artifact this week, right, Chi?
Oh, I did try out Artifact for the first time, and I am not a big TCG player, but I did play a lot of Dota 2. So when I got into Artifact, I was working through the tutorial, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun playing with the three lanes, learning the different phases, and almost guaranteeing, like, of course, knowing that you're not going to lose. That was fun with it. But you outside of the
I almost lost
the tutorial?
I thought I was close to losing.
Oh.
The second or third game. There's three games, right? Or two games? It doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But
I almost lost one.
So I played through a tutorial, and I like how they went about, there's two different ways you can win. You can either destroy two towers or just completely destroy the Nexus by overhauling in one lane. It was interesting because heroes can die but respawn at the fountain and then come back into play. That's what I liked about it, because it actually felt like you were playing a MOBA but actually playing a trading card game.
Right.
And then, of course, once you finish the tutorial, you get all of your packs and you get your hero cards, and it's a lot of fun listening to all the voiceovers that they have. So it's a well put together TCG, in my opinion. But when I finished tutorial, the first thing I tried was the world event that they had going on, where they had these pre-constructed decks. So I assumed, okay, if they're pre-constructed, then I'll be put into games with people who also have pre-constructed decks.
Which is true.
But I swear that wasn't the case.
No, they are.
Really?
Yeah, they could only go with those pre-constructed decks.
No way, because I went in and I did the full red heroes.
Okay.
And somebody I was playing against, I think they were full green heroes. But there were some cards that they had that were so unrealistic and undeniably overpowered that I just threw up my hands and said, well, I might as well give up. I didn't. I played through the game. But there was virtually no way that I could strategically find my way to win.
But you're also super new, and that was probably his 15th game.
But he had a creep card that literally obliterated any chances to win. And I was frustrated because even though these were so, you know, so-called pre-constructed decks, I really felt like his deck was well beyond mine.
It could be. They haven't figured out the balancing. But every time I lost, I thought it was because of my user error, you know?
Oh, really?
I never thought, well, I don't know.
I only played one match with against another person, and it...
You just feel that way because you're new.
Probably. I don't know. He had a creep card that just threw... It totally threw me off. Mm. The creep card, I was like, there's no fucking way.
Creeps are...
And he had two. He had two of these, like, massive creep cards. Damn. Where they did at least 15 damage on the board and nobody else had, like, minimum. And 15 health. And nothing... I don't know. I really felt overwhelmed
creeps
by...
Creeps are not that hard
some of the kill. Cards that he played.
Usually. Creeps, like, there's a lot of kill cards. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I don't know. Maybe you just didn't draw any. I don't know. Or maybe you used them on smaller creeps before this popped out. That happens.
I'm not sure.
But I'm not defending the game. Like I said, I really like the game.
Emerald of Stars play all green.
It's too much thinking for me. I got to think about salsa, airstreams, podcasts, junks. I got too much stuff. I can't think about fucking 15-15 creeps.
I like this game because it feels just like the MOBA.
Yeah.
With the buy menu.
And I saw you struggling with what those dragons are called. What are those dragons called?
I don't remember.
Oh, they don't have a name.
I don't know. I think they're new to I think they're
those dragons we're seeing on screen.
They're strictly artifact beings. I don't think they existed in Dota 2 at all. But the gameplay, the actual card game itself was a lot of fun. For me, it wasn't too much of a learning curve. I feel like I understood how to play the game. But when I played it, when I played against an actual enemy, I felt overwhelmed by how unfair some of the hand I was dealt, more essentially. And I feel like a lot of people might come across that frustration knowing that this game is a pay-to-win type of game. So it was very, it was defeating being defeated in Artifact, but it's fun. Like the fun factor's there. Fair factor. I don't know yet.
The card art isn't amazing. Like the card art, it's not that great.
No,
it looks like it looks like Dota, and Dota's just very, I mean, the characters look cool, but Dota is just very bare bones.
Well, the art on the trading card game, it's different artists. So I think they're fan art. It's fan art because they actually have usernames. When you open up a card, it has a voiceover. Almost every card has a voiceover, which I think they put a lot of time and money into. And whatever art is on that card, it will have the artist's name
that's
at the bottom.
Sweet. If it yeah. Really
so
is
I think it is fan art. So way to bash on
they
the fucking fan
fans.
Art.
When I was like fucking balls deep into Smite, I would look up fan art all the time, man. Mm-hmm. Some of that shit was way better than what the devs were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
But I will be playing this game more. I don't hate the game, but it, like I said, I felt like the way I lost so hard, it doesn't make me want to play it again. But I will be playing against bots. Like, I wouldn't mind playing this against bots for a little bit more.
For sure.
For a little bit longer.
Yeah, you can't go into your first game and say that. Definitely the feeling was there. But it's like he probably just had experience on you. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems weird that they would have multiple artists for this, because usually there's a there's like a singular direction with art. Like it all kind of ties. It's all thematic. It kind of has the same palette. It seems weird that they would say like everybody make your own art and we'll throw it all into the game.
Like when you were playing the Star Wars one, that was probably all done by a couple of artists.
There wasn't any art on that. It was actual
pictures.
Shots. Yeah,
oh, shots
pictures from the film.
Oh, and then art. Oh, I'm sorry. The one from Blizzard.
Hearthstone.
Yeah, that's all like from a couple artists, I'm sure, because they always have that same direction. But like Magic Gathering from the beginning always had different famous fantasy artists doing different ones. Mm. So you could have one of one art style and... I mean, everything comes from Magic, so if they did it then, it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool that they used
like it.
Yeah,
it's a call to the community, too.
Yeah, for sure. If it really is, I'd like to know that. Somebody look it up. God damn it.
I would assume so, because why else would they... when you look at all the different cards, there's so many different artists that they mention on the cards, so I would think it was fan art.
All right, what have I been playing this week? Killing Floor 2, dipped into that a little bit. So they have their holiday update, and it's the best time to be playing Killing Floor 2 during Halloween and also during December when they have their themed events. So this year, I'm going to pull this up so we can see it. It's always weird jumping into the game at this point because it's not only do they have all these extra things going on, these quests that you can do, but they also reskin the bad guys. And it's kind of hard to tell who's who. It took me a moment like, oh, okay. The little toy robot guys, those are the husks that are ranged characters and shoot the rockets at you. At first I couldn't really tell that. But it's great. They got a new map this year. Last year was Krampus's lair and they had the Krampus boss. This year they've got Santa's workshop and it's a payload type map where you have to push the sled from point to point and defend it as it goes along. And of course,
who's that?
That's Santa.
Is that Krampus?
I don't know who that is.
No, that's gotta be Santa. He's such a badass.
Santa's getting buff.
It might be a skin. I don't know. But the new map is good. It's colorful as it can be in this type of game. There was a map that I loaded into. I was playing with Fastidious, and he picked the server, and this had to have been some fan made content.
The server?
Yeah. The map that the server was playing. Okay. It was the Santa map, but somebody had put Gary Busey's voice over it because it was the announcer. So you have like this person that talks to you between rounds saying like, okay, now we're going to do this and here's the objective. And you know, just a little exposition. And so it was somebody doing a dead on Gary Busey impression and it was hilarious. And it was so fitting for this game. Just, you know, the gonzo style of this game with all the gore and the carnage and the humor.
Dude, Santa getting swole is my new favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it was Gary Busey.
Oh,
shit, hello.
It's real. I'm like, this sounds just like Gary Busey. That can't be Gary Busey.
Does he have a skin in
the game? Can we hear this?
Yeah, can you put some volume on that?
All right, hold on. Wait, we're going back. Hold on. All right. All right, it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, wow.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So, I want you guys to know that Bobby thought that developer-created stuff was a mod because it was so well done and so fucking weird, right?
I didn't think they got Gary Busey to do it because we had this conversation we were playing. It's like, I'm like, is that really Gary Busey? Because that sounds just like him. And we were like, there's no way. There's no way. I would have heard about it. There would have been an article and, you know, it would have showed up in my feed like Gary Busey voices this. Like, I would have known about this, right?
Yeah.
But apparently not, man.
Mm, that's funny.
So, yeah.
Does that make you appreciate it all the more now?
Absolutely. I want to go back and play that. I want to hear all the lines.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, Killing Floor 2, good time to check it out. Always a great game. I've almost capped my medic. Excited about that.
Almost capped? Mm-hmm. How much do you have to play to cap a medic? Jesus.
Well, you play other classes, too. But it takes a long time, and the 25 perk is really good. Like, when you cap a character in this, like, that's a huge boost.
Manny, have you got into this? Never?
No.
Ever played it? No.
I think I played it
a couple times, but no, I never got into it. I'm not big into swarm games like
Wave Survival.
Wave Survival. Never
games that don't have an ending.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, these have a set number of waves unless you play in endless mode. Okay, what else have I been playing? Dusk. So picked that up last week. Talked a little bit about it. 90s shooters. We talked a lot about that last week. I didn't realize this game was a little more on the horror side. Like they really play into the scary factor.
You still got some volume playing on this?
Yeah, it never mutes fully. Okay. Let me just close that. So I've got mixed feelings about this game. Like, it's not bad, but it's not great.
It's like Quake. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about this last
week? We were talking about it last week.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I bought this. It was on sale for $16, regularly $20.
$16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And remember I was saying, like, it was like 3.5 gigs.
Yeah.
It was a large game.
Yeah. Dick pics, yeah.
Very unusual.
Somebody said that they did a spit take when we started talking about dick pics behind every wall.
I think it's the audio in this. I think it's all the sound, but I Don't know why. When it came,
after playing it, I still can't explain why it takes.
Because when you load the game, it has like a DOS prompt. It really plays into the whole nostalgia thing. And it says, loading sound, this may take a while. And it does take a while. I'm like, what could you possibly be loading for this amount of time? The game is fun. It handles like 90s shooters. Now, usually when they remake these kind of games, or they come out with these 90s inspired shooters games, they usually have some sort of modern element to them. They have like some sort of progression or talent tree or...
Not this one.
No, this one does not. Like, this one sticks to its guns, no pun intended. It really is like a 90s shooter. Like, maybe not the best 90s shooter. Like, it's like a 90s shooter that wouldn't hold up. You'd go back and play it and be like, oh, this is kind of...
A mediocre one.
It's one-dimensional.
Yeah.
You know, the progression is just solely off of the guns that you get. So the better the guns, the more powerful you are. It's got a key system. Get the red key to unlock this. So the maps are not completely linear, but you do have to backtrack, find your way through different areas. But, you know, just like Doom or Doom 2 with the key system.
I'm so glad they kept everything that was bad with the games in the 90s.
I mean, I admire them for just keep playing it straight, just like, yep, this is how it was, you know. But at the same time, yeah, I will. Now, what's interesting is they number the levels just like Doom did. It's E1 M5, so episode 1 mission 5, and I'm assuming I'm not very far in the game. I'm past the first boss fight.
Are you streaming this? You stream this, dude. I'd watch this could. For like 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes. Yeah. That might be about all it's good for. The enemies, I mean, I'm not far enough into the game to really comment on things like that, but the enemies, they always say the same thing when you run into them. It's kind of weird, like, to always have them, like, to hear the same bark every time you run into the enemy. It gets very old very bark? Quick. Yeah, they call it barks, like just the things that enemies say.
I have a listener question. Yeah. What are some memorable barks that computers have said to you in gaming that, like, have stuck with you?
I think we've actually talked about this years ago.
The Butcher from Diablo 1.
What do you say?
Fresh meat. Will never chilling. Get old.
I hear that a lot in HOTS.
Like, every time, like, I hear it, it's just like, don't eat me. I'm sorry. That will never go away.
But though.
There was one very memorable one when I played Fear, the first Fear game.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
a good game.
Yeah. It was just a guy saying, oh, fuck. And I was just, it was not something I had ever really heard at that point. And it was right after I shot at him. And then he hid behind, like, he got covered behind a wall. And then he yelled, oh, fuck. And I'm like, this seems like very realistic. I mean, it was like 2004. So that was impressive back then. I was like, holy shit, man.
Vinny?
I can't think of anything, dude. I'm not good at thinking shit on the spot.
Okay, cool. glad I brought it up. For me, it's Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark, yeah. It was like the follow-up to 007 because it was the same team. Had a lot of things going before it. Like, you're a spy girl, but they didn't have the... Anyway, you would do things, and over and over and over, the enemies would be like, watch out, she's a tricky one. It's like over, they're all dying. There's a pile of fucking dead dudes, and they're like, watch out, she's a tricky one. So that's fine.
They get very repetitive in a lot of games because you end up hearing them over and over again. I know I've always mentioned that with WoW, how there's always those lines that stick out to me because you hear them time and time again.
You know, one that playing The Darkness, you guys ever play that?
No.
Okay. I've heard of it.
So it's like you're an Italian mobster who he kind of gets, I think, taken to hell or something. And then he gets like these.
First of all, it was a comic book for years before. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Called The Darkness.
And anyway, like, what I always found like weird about this game is nobody ever comments about your fucking dirty, dark tentacles, like, just ripping bodies apart. It's just like, oh, you just got shot. And it's just this, like, they die. But nobody in the game comments about how you have these fucking tentacles that are ripping people apart. I don't get that.
Yeah, definitely should have, right? Maybe they can't see it.
Dude, I think this game, either Darkness or Darkness 2, because this all sounds very familiar. I think the guy who wrote that book, Significant Zero, this was the first game where he was ever they let him actually run the voice recordings for this. And he talks about, like, the experience of recording audio for this. Was it this or Mafia? I can't remember. No, it sounds very much like this.
Who developed this game?
Well, this is a Darkness too. I couldn't find the first Darkness, but now, 2K Games publisher, Digital Extremes developer.
Yeah.
Now, listen, guys. Mm. I've jerked off to plenty of comic books.
Okay.
But The Darkness, the original female Italian model that was the first Darkness. Bobby, can you pull her up, please? Image Comics, Darkness. Mm. Anyway, 1 through 100. Doesn't matter. We're looking for the female. Not this super...
Not the cover art?
There, where is she? The one holding up the head, that would be her.
Okay. I mean, they all look hot.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, dude. They used to draw her. Oh, she killed him. That's what it was. She killed the original one, and then she was
became the Darkness.
A supermodel that was now the Darkness. Yeah. And yeah, pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Go down. That's right there. Down one more. That one. Oh, yeah. Right there. To the right.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be her. Oh, boy. I'll be right back, guys. So hot.
Yeah, for sure, man. Definitely is.
All right. So that's pretty much all I've been playing. Dusk. I'll continue to play the game.
What's up with the front flip in that game?
The front flip?
Yeah, I've been seeing like he jumps off like a springboard and then he does a front flip. I saw that like a few scenes.
In Dusk?
Yes.
Oh, there's these little pads that if you jump on them, there's no fall damage, so you don't have to worry about crash landing on anything. But yeah, there are these little pads that rocket you up and use that to get to other levels.
So the front flip is completely superfluous, like that right there?
Yeah, he's just probably doing that for show. I don't think you need to do that. There's no like flip mode in there.
So have you not flipped in this game yet?
No.
Okay.
I have not felt the need to. But the level design, you know, because a game like this, yeah, there's not much to judge it by, but the level design and some other minor things. And I will say, like, it's pretty good so far. They have some that are very claustrophobic. You're in tunnels. You have to use a flashlight.
Oh.
And they're really playing up the scary thing. Like, I'm kind of wondering where they're going with the story, because there's all the stuff written in blood as you go through the levels, and it seems to have some sort of connection to whatever the hell is going on. But I kind of want to see where it goes. I'll continue to play it. Maybe I'll stream it. I haven't streamed in forever.
Is there a bit of a story to this?
I mean, there's no cutscenes, and there's not really
there's
any sort of
written on the
story.
Wall.
Okay. Yeah, there's in just shit. Stuff written on the wall, and then there's just like some sort of evil
Left 4 Dead story. Got it.
Yeah, it's very thin, but. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a surprise somewhere.
They have working toilets in the game. That's impressive.
It is.
Not very many games have working toilets.
You can interact with objects in it, too. Like
overwhelmingly positive, Bobby. You should be liking it more than you are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good. You know what it reminds me
of? This is Bobby excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's as hype as it gets. But there was a movie that I remember watching, and it was such a unique movie, and I remember listening to the director. His name was Ty West. Let's see, the movie, what was the movie called? But the director was talking about it, and he was talking about how the producer, whoever, wanted to make changes to it. And he was like, look, if you make these changes, then the people who get it and who want this type of movie are going to hate it. Like, the only people that are going to like it are going to hate it. So we just have to leave it as it is. And the movie was about, like, it was a movie made in like 2015 or something like that. The House of the Devil. That's what
his real his name's Ty with T-I. That's
yeah.
Wow. I want that.
Ty was. Yeah. Cool. but it looked like a movie, and he filmed it on like 24 millimeter or something like that, like an actual film, which is very difficult and expensive. But it was like an old 80s movie. And back in the 80s, everyone was concerned about, satanic worshiping and, you know, heavy metal and stuff like that. So it was a movie that looked like it had literally been made in the 80s. Like you could show it to someone now and tell them it came out in like 1982 and they would totally buy it. And it was such it was a really unique movie, and I was impressed by it. And that's what this game reminds me of. It's just like, let's stick to the plan. Let's make a 90s shooter. Let's not dress it up in any weird way and not try to put our spin or our take on it. Like, let's just give them the original experience. So I admire it for that. But at the same time, like it feels a little weird.
At least you need to bring the controls up to date, right? Mm-hmm. Does it feel fluid and like a modern shooter?
Yeah, the controls feel good. Okay. I mean, yeah, it handles very well. Limited graphics options, but you know, the graphics, that's not a selling point of a game like this.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. That's why I said $16. Yeah.
This feels like a game I should have played during Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else got anything more to talk about? Are we moving on to
Battlefield 5?
I can't read any of this. Oh, yeah. Having a lot of fun with Battlefield 5. I've probably put in equal hours to that with D3.
I'm going to get back into that. I didn't know you were playing it. I probably would have done some co-op with you.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really, really fun. And you know what's funny? The first time that I reviewed this, Cadillacs, I was making fun of him. I'm like, he doesn't play much, but he doesn't give a fuck. He just saves you no matter what, right? But now he's killing everybody in the area and Dan rezzing you. It's fucking really cool to watch somebody like get really... He's on the top of the scoreboard.
Who?
Like almost everything. Cadillacs. Caddy.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
So he's a medic and also he's killing... And saving you at the same time. It's fantastic. So
a hard carry? Hard caddy?
Yeah. I'll go with that. Because like, I feel like I'm doing better. Because at the end of one game, I was 11-0. I was like, I'm not 11-0. And then I was like, oh.
The res.
I have an angel on my side. besides that, there's been some patches. People are complaining about whether or not that's good or bad because they affect a lot of the weapons in the game. But for me personally... I have to say that my progression as the support, within the support, there is a lot of ways you can go. You can go with the hard machine gun, like tripod, lay down, and just cover an entire area.
Yeah.
Or, so that's, you're basically a turret, yeah. Right? That is an extreme. And then the same character, support, can go 100% the other way and be a shotgunner. And which, you know, fucking flank, get in the foxholes with these motherfuckers and blow them up. And I unlocked this thing called the Driller 90 that, you know, when you're killed, it says what you were killed by. You don't want to know how many times I read the Driller 90. So when I unlocked it, I was like, oh, shit, the shit's about to go down. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's basically an elephant gun. That the same one that they had in Tremors, that super long barrel one. Mm-hmm. And this is hilarious. My nephew's a history buff and he knows everything about the entire conflict, which is great to play with him because he's like, did you know about this? And there's, you know, mansplaining me, but it's like relevant information. And so that gun has a little thin barrel between the two giant barrels for one shot of a rifle shot. So, like, if somebody's fucking with you from long range, you can put that one bullet, you don't carry anymore, into that one slot and take one shot at that guy that's fucking you, if he hasn't shot you in the head by then. And one so I shot, thought that was really kill. Cool. Yeah. But if you get into a foxhole with that elephant gun, it's one-hit shit all day. Like, like, all you have to do is look and kind of, like, click and maybe be in the area of where they are, and they're dead. It's so much fun. But reloading that motherfucker is a bitch.
Yeah.
Having so much fun.
I know I first started to play this game, and I said I liked it, but I was playing it alone. And now that there are more people jumping on the Battlefield 5
game, it's the number one thing being played on our Discord, which is still, like, there's... I will look at it. I go to other Discords, and, like... So many people playing all these things together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our people are more like loner. They're like one person that want to be in a wolf pack, but not.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you bring up Gulfit and then everyone's in the
Everybody's in it.
Definitely.
All right. Guess we're moving on to news. So first up, some big news here. Heroes of the Storm Esports and Heroes of the Dorm have been canceled. So there's a lot to this story, and I know a lot of people on Discord have been, like, at me on this and asking my opinion, and I haven't responded to any of it because I figured I'd just say
Bobby, I had some
here.
Subtext. Would you mind reading the subtext that I put on there?
Oh, no, I don't think we need them.
Okay.
So there's a lot to this story, actually, aside from them just canceling HGC, which is their competitive league. They've also canceled Heroes of the Dorm, and they've also moved some of their developers, some of the key developers, too, like the creative content lead, the lead hero design, move them to other projects.
Were they specific to what projects?
No.
No, okay.
No. So people have been asking a long, long time about the, like, what the hell is going on with HGC next year? Like, all the pros and the casters, and everyone's been, like, wondering what the hell is going on. And there was just radio silence from Blizzard. And I've worked at a place that was about to close down, and it was the same exact thing. Mm. Like, nothing said, and then a lot of the higher ups find jobs elsewhere, and like you just know shit's about to go down. So like all these signs, I was like, something is up here, but I didn't think it would be this bad. So they're completely canceling the HGC and they're canceling Heroes of the Dorm, which, you know, whatever, like that, I don't think that was as big of a deal. And then they're setting it up for what they call long-term maintenance or long-term sustainability. So just like to keep the game running, and they're going to be adjusting the cadence. This is all like out of the soulless CEO letter that they sent out when they made this announcement, but they are making it so I assume there's going to be less themes, less themed events, less heroes being released. All that I'm kind of okay with. The HGC is probably the worst thing about this, because that's like the competitive scene. That's where everybody learns everything, and then it kind of trickles down and makes the game just more competitive in general. And it was something that I always enjoyed too. Like, I love coming home on the weekend knowing I got 3 days of Heroes Esports to watch. So I'm going to miss that. Nobody really knows. Like, dude, the community is just like, if you go to the Reddit, that shit is on fire, man. It's like a fucking train wreck, dude. People are just losing their shit. No one knows what's really going to happen, but I mean, my personal reaction to it, like, I am taken aback. I didn't think it was going to be this big. And I have so many reservations about Blizzard now, because this is like, I mean, it's just all this stuff that's been happening. It's like everyone complaining about Diablo. WoW, BFA, the Diablo Immortal thing. And then they just flat out cancel like the stuff for Heroes. And
wow,
the absolute worst part about this, like, it sucks we're losing all this, but the worst part about it is like the competitive players and the casters and everyone who did this for a living and like dedicated 8-10 hours a day of their lives to this. They found out like Thursday. Like, they made this announcement, like, oh, by the way, you know, this shit is just gone. We're not doing it next year. Like, you're out of a job, when they've been asking for months and months. Yeah.
So when Activision first bought Blizzard, was that 2 years ago or a year and a half ago?
No, that was 2009.
That long ago?
I'm pretty sure. When did Activision buy Blizzard?
2008.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah.
Okay. So that has nothing, because I thought maybe now the Activision like pressure is starting, like the big business stuff is starting to like weigh on them, but I guess that's not what it is.
Well, I mean, that I always thought Blizzard balanced it well. Like, I understand, like, a company as big as that, they're all about making money, and they still, I thought they managed it well. Like, they still managed to be creative and, you know, stay in touch with their fan base
and
make good games. Yeah. But now I feel like more and more things is just kind of leaning towards that other EA side of things, you know?
So yeah.
I don't know, dude. I don't know where I stand with Blizzard. Like, I'm very, like I said, I got reservations about them. It's just, I don't know.
I feel like it's such a mixed message that Blizzard is sending, especially since they recently blew up the Overwatch arena and, you know, making all these teams and trying to make esports a bigger deal than ever before. And then here they are just closing the lid on something that
at least give somebody, hey guys, the year after next, there won't be a HGC. You know what I mean? Like, fucking fuck.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people were really upset because they were like, I straight up talked to Blizzard employees at BlizzCon and they said, yep, HGC 2019 equal or bigger prize pool, everything. And so obviously when this happened, they're like, guys, what the fuck? And they're like, we found out Tuesday, man. Like, we didn't even
know. Isn't this interesting that, like, you jump ship before this actually happened?
I mean, I jumped ship to another Blizzard game.
Yeah, but still, but you did, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean,
I want to say one thing. I've known Bobby since the dark days, when he was in the dark days, and I've never heard him say, I don't know. Right now was the first time. He's questioning his love.
Questioning my allegiance to Blizzard. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So your allegiance to Valve has gone down. Your allegiance to Blizzard has gone down. Mm. And
where is your allegiance? Next?
Did we ever? Did
it's
I
not
ever
the DL
have?
Gaming, that's for sure.
I don't know if I was ever wholeheartedly into Valve or Steam. I don't know. Like, I'm confused. I feel so lost. And like everybody in the HOTS community is lost too. Like all the content creators, the esports guys are all like, oh, do I stream full time? Do I go try to go pro in another game? I was so lost. I played two games of Dota 2 today. I was just like, let's just see what this is about.
I would imagine the community is going to try to revive whatever or keep it alive, whatever esports community is there. I know. Mm-hmm. Games that are died out, there's always a small pool, yeah, at least, but nothing as legitimate as having.
No, I don't think this game is going to die. People are still going to play it. It's just not going to be the same game. And I just, like, honestly, I play more WoW than I do Heroes now. So this totally sucks and I'm feeling it, but at the same time, I don't feel directly affected by it. And I'm just more concerned in general about Blizzard. I mean, this combined with everything else I mentioned, the fact that they've got a new CEO now, Mike Morhaime, like the hands are changing. This eventually has to happen. The people who were there when, you know, Chris Metz and Mike Morhaime, the people who like founded Blizzard and like made these great games from the past, like they've been there all along, like step by step. And now like time's come for them to leave, like whether I like it or not, that's just a smart thing for them to do at this point. And it's going to have to switch hands to other people. And that's going to mean changes. And I don't know, and things are going to be different.
They just came out with that new character that was from the Nexus as mm-hmm. well. Like, yeah. I was expecting, like, more Nexus characters, more original characters.
Yeah.
And
they still say they're going to release new characters. Like, yeah, they're still going to keep the game going. But, and, you know, all that, like, I could totally do without more skins and even frequent characters, however frequent they're releasing them now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care about, like, the constant shakeup of content and right. characters and reworks. Like, it's really the HTC that I was the most disappointed about, not only for the people who are like financially affected by that, who are just, you know, straight up out of a job all of a sudden with no warning, but just because that was something that I really enjoyed and really led the way for the game. Like, that decided, like, oh, we can do that with this character. Okay, that's meta now, you know. Like, they would do something in a set of games, like one guy would just play the hell out of this one character, and then all of a sudden everybody's queuing up as that character, and then Blizzard has to nerf it because, you know, it's just like shit like that. So
I wonder if these guys would jump ship and go play other MOBAs such as League and or Dota.
A lot of them have. Yeah, a lot of them have announced, like, oh, I'm going to go play the Dota, or I'm going to go play League. Mm. I will say I played Dota and
you want to play? You want to play? I'll play with you.
No. No, gee, I need to get carried in Dota. So I played two games.
I know all the hard carries. Do you want a hard carry?
I played.
Let me pull one out of my arsenal.
Well, if I queue with like anyone who's good, I'm probably going to get matchmaked with some other people who are good to play against.
That's the fun part about playing with hard carries.
There's no fun part about playing Dota. Let me tell you, this game.
What, it's a calculator game.
Why do, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, it's like, I'm pressing spacebar to center on my character. It's like, no, that's F1. Okay, weird. All right, F2's courier, got it. You know, you're figuring out these keys. It's like, all right, Q, how do I level up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you can remap all that.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it. Like, if you have to remap keys to make a game, I don't know. There's just nothing like comfortable about that game for me. Yeah. It's like my character has to like stop, turn around, then go the other direction. The abilities like go three screens away. Like,
yeah.
But I did play two games, and the first game did not go well. No idea what I was doing. Played Elder Titan because someone took Crystal Maiden. I was like, fucking A, that's like the only guy I know how to play. So that went very poorly. Somebody was yelling at me in Spanish. And he was pinging me, and I was like, well, fuck you. I'm going to ping you, dude. Like, I know how to do that much.
Bobby, will you play a game with me? Can that be Bobby's homework?
Let me finish my story. I'm building up to something here. So I'm pinging this guy, and then I'm like, you know, in HOTS, it's like after a couple pings, it's like, you have reached the maximum amount of pings. And, like, I'm pinging. I'm like, dude, there's no cap on this? So I keep pinging, and I ping for 30 straight seconds till finally someone else on my team is like, dude, shut the fuck up. It's like, oh, sorry, man. Like, there's no, like, it's just things like that. They have all talk enabled. You can just talk shit to people. Like, it's like, no wonder everybody hates each other when they play this game. But my second game went much better. I actually contributed to that. Who did I play? I played someone who I was somewhat familiar with.
Did you guys win?
Yeah, we did win.
Oh, nice.
Who the fuck did I put? I don't know how I landed on this character. I accidentally chose him. Some dude who has like a paintbrush or something, shadow something. I don't know. He throws paint at people.
Sounds like Zhang Zui from
Smite. Yeah. Smite, yeah. And I didn't really play like that.
The actual paintbrush? What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, I'm going to look it up now. Who is this guy?
I don't recall anybody with a paintbrush in Dota 2.
I didn't recognize him either. Shadow, let's see. What is the game I'm talking about? Dota. But so I'm playing this game. And, you know, they have voice chat just, like, enabled by default.
Oh,
so
Shadow Fiend. Okay. Shadow Fiend's pretty badass.
No, I think it was Shadow Demon.
Oh.
Shadow Demon. Yeah, that's the guy. Shadow the red Demon. Guy. Yeah. Okay. So I'm playing this guy. And so I don't know what to do in this game. Like, all I'm doing is just trying to not be a problem. I'm, like, staying in my lane, last hitting creeps, getting, you know, denying other last hits for the enemy. And then, finally, like, I'm like, I'm getting out of my lane. I'm going to go see what this guy's doing. I run over this horse looking dude. And then on voice comms, I hear, don't steal my XP. And I'm like, and then I say the same thing that I always say whenever I'm like the new guy in something. I say, sorry, it's my first day. And so he's like,
I don't work here, lady. Yeah.
And he's so like, that's like an old fuck. Simpsons reference. So he's like, okay, no worries, man. He's like talking to me over voice comm with his shitty mic. And I'm just typing to him.
Yeah.
And so he kind of guides me through the rest of the game. Like, he'll say back, okay, you're too far. You got to pull out of there. And I'm listening to like everything this guy says. And we won the helping. Game.
Yeah. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. He knows the game.
Cause he could have easily been a shithead.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a 50-50.
It was like the only time I've ever played Dota. If you look at my Steam profile, apparently I have like 20 hours in Dota. I don't know where that came from, but yeah. And you know, he was testy. There's a little bit of that. And
those are the best matches. Wax on, wax off.
But the fact that I was just like, all right, dude, you know, tell me what to do, man, because I am lost. And so, yeah, we were able to pull out the win there.
Chi?
Can we play a MOBA game together, Bobby? Because when we played HOTS together, it wasn't so bad. I feel like you mm-hmm. and I, we could play League and or Dota.
Dude, I like League so much better than Dota. Really? I actually enjoy League from
I'll
time
play
to time.
League with you then. I do want to play a MOBA with you, though.
Yeah, I did.
Can
I did
we notice. Make that his homework? Play a MOBA game with Chi.
We don't want to torture the guy.
No, come on. Let's just sign him. League with Chi. I don't personally like League. I don't prefer League over any other MOBA. But I would play it if Bobby was down to play.
See, League to me to compare the two. I remember. Okay, years.
Bobby,
ago,
we're looking for a yes or no, Bobby.
And I know. I know some amazing League card carries.
Okay.
Please play with me, right. And then we can talk about it. We'll do it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Years ago, do you remember, got like, we played all the MOBAs,
just twisting the
and we were
shit.
Like, we tried to compare them. Like, we literally played, like two games of Dota and, like, two games of League, and we're like, let's have a discussion. Let's compare the two.
And that's when DC one was out, too. We added the DC
Oh, Infinite Crisis? Yeah. But now that I've played, like, a good amount of each of those games, and then, of course, an absurd amount of HOTS, like, I can say I do like League a lot better than Dota. It just feels like a newer game to me. The only thing that I don't like, the one thing that Dota does that's amazing is it just gives you all the heroes for free. Like, that's awesome. Like, the idea or the thought of having to unlock characters in a League is just, I'm not ready for that. Like, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to grind whatever their 50 million currencies are in that game. I don't want to pay actual money to
Bobby,
get
them. Do you feel betrayed?
What, by Blizzard?
Yeah. No, well, let's just narrow it down to by heroes.
By the game itself, no, because it's not. This is not like
well, the
anything.
Devs. The devs,
no. The devs had nothing. Like I said, the devs found out 2 days before we found out, so they were kind of blindsided by this as well. So yeah, but by Blizzard, absolutely. Like, I would totally understand if they're, because HOTS does not get the viewership. Everyone who plays HOTS and is active in the community is totally okay with where the game is at. They're just like, yeah, dude, we're never going to be League. We're never going to be.
But that doesn't pay the bills, does it?
Apparently I mean, not right. For Activision. It doesn't make Activision money, dude. Activision's right. Got to have like the next Fortnite, man. And that's really the problem here. I hate to blame everything on Fortnite, but it really, Fortnite has taken so much of the, dude, Fortnite's the reason that Activision isn't doing well, why everyone's not doing well, because so many people are playing that. You know, if you look at they go by earnings reports, but there's also the MAUs, the monthly active users. And like, if you look at any graphs, dude, it's like Fortnite and every other game like that, dude, like up and down.
But
it's
I mean, like you can't scales. Say like those guys over there at Epic are the problem. It's just like there's a new bar.
I can't blame them for that. No.
Right. They just did the best they could, and they did really good at it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I'm...
people doing evil things.
No, the only thing that I can blame people for is just how it was handled. You know, just the sudden announcement, the radio silence.
The abruptness.
For a long period of time. Yeah. I would have liked it, and I would have totally expected it if they had just kept... they had kept the esports going on in some fashion, and they said they have, but they're being very vague about it. So that's not a good sign.
That's rough,
but if they had kept that going on in some way, like, hey, lower prize pool, fewer teams, only one season, you know, something like that.
Do you feel like the Overwatch character players are like looking at it like, oh shit.
Well, there was a post.
It's like, we're next.
Somebody, well, I mean, next time. Overwatch is kind of going, their viewership, any game, viewership is going down. That's just how it is, man. Like, it always starts big, it peaks, and then it goes down. But
how about Counter-Strike, though?
Yeah, Counter-Strike? I mean, yeah, Counter-Strike,
that's
too.
That's why teams that do multiple... that's why the big teams do so well. Because they're not invested 100% in one game that's going to fade away. The Fnatics, the Cloud9s, they're in every game. So as one game falls, they're already invested in the next game, and they're doing well there. So, but as far as like a player being invested a few thousand dollars, not naming any names, into one game, and then that game not mattering as much. But the game's still there, dude. Mm-hmm. Like all the play, everybody you've been playing with is still going to be there for the most part.
Yeah, wow. I mean, there's still a huge community. There's still people
Nothing's
playing.
Nothing's really changed except for how many eyeballs are on it. That's what's changed.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what this means for the future of the game. Like, if it's eventually going to dwindle and die. And honestly, like, the financial investment, I don't even care about. Like, dude, look how much money I spent on my Steam account. Like, I don't give a shit about that. Yeah. I wouldn't have spent that money if that was, like, a real issue. But it's just, I don't know. It's something that I've, like, for the last 2 years, it's like, HGC's on the weekend. You know, my favorite team's playing.
That sucks,
it's
dude.
Just like, it's weird just to not have that.
It sucks. It's bad. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. Ben.
It's like if Pornhub started charging. That's exactly what just happened.
Kinda.
All right. So,
I wouldn't mind paying if they required it.
Actually, I use X videos. It's fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's where it's at. Those Russians, man.
Yikes. All right. Next up, Discord. One-upping everybody is now offering developers a 90-10 revenue split.
And this is going to do nothing.
Both Epic and Valve.
It's going to do nothing but make them more money because they're not taking any right now.
Yeah. Dude, we should start our own thing and just do like a 91-9.
Yeah, just 1%.
I've actually done... First of all, I've talked to Bobby about selling games before, and we've talked about it a little bit. Just like things that we love, we should buy 50 copies, 100, 150 copies, and sell those copies at a discount or whatever. Anyway, we never got into that. But this is interesting because I don't know, because I started talking about it. I'm trying to say words now. I don't know what I was going to say.
You're doing a good job with those words, though.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Discord, fucking goddamn it. I lost my train of thought.
So how's we don't drink for a week, man?
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I loaded all my games into Discord, and it picked up every single Steam game, and it picked up games that don't have a launcher, not really, like League of Legends and Dauntless that I have installed, like those types of games. It did not pick up any Blizzard games, and I couldn't find a way to add those. So I don't know. You can't launch. Remember last week we were talking about, hey, can you launch any game?
Yeah, that's Strike 3, Blizzard. You're done.
Dude, what if their reputation just seems to be faltering so much?
Somebody
in the
just
past
put
year.
Right here. They were talking something about Blizzard doing something. Oh, about goddammit, Hearthstone becoming stale and not interesting anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be, you know, subjective.
No, if you talk to any like hardcore Hearthstone players, like they haven't been satisfied with that game for quite a while. And it's kind of on the same life support that Heroes is going on. Just like keep it running. They don't have a creative or they don't have like a lead director or a game director is what they call it. But Yeah, I don't know. The good thing is that Blizzard never lets any games die. Like, Warcraft 3 still supported, like, from 2003. Like, even before Reforged, like, still supported. Dude, StarCraft.
If we keep going the way that we're going, like, you going, regressing, and I'm also, I went to D3, like, we're going to all end up being three Vikings players or whatever that thing's game's called, right? Or what is it called?
The Lost Vikings.
The Lost Vikings, yeah. We're all just gonna, Las Vegas is the best shit ever.
I don't know, man. Like, I mentioned this last week when we were talking about the Game Awards, but I just feel, like, so disconnected from the gaming community in general. Like,
you are the gaming community.
Nah, dude, it's, like, it's two parts. It's one, just me probably just getting older, and it's two, gaming is just so big now that, like I always say, it's ubiquitous. It's like movies. Like, nobody's like, hey, I'm into movies. Are you into movies? It's like, yes, everybody watches fucking movies, dude. It's what kind of movies you like, you know? And right now I feel like everyone's watching Marvel movies and playing Fortnite, and I'm playing fucking 90 shooters and watching WC Fields, dude. It's just like, I'm,
but that's why you have a podcast, dude. If you were like them, you'd be them. You know what I mean?
You'd be part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Dude, there's gotta be Fortnite part.
You play Fortnite? Get off our fucking cert. No, actually, I think it's a decent game.
Fortnite. I might install it and play it, man. I'm in a weird mood, dude. Like, I played Dota. Why not? Fuck it.
No, you're feeling disenfranchised, dude, because the thing that you had all, you put all your models in is gone.
How about DayZ 1.0 with me?
What? DayZ? No. All right. I'm going to draw the line right there. No DayZ. I did install Overwatch, though.
Bobby, if I can get this, if I could get old Bobby that would try new games every week when they came out, that would be fantastic. I would say about 2.5 years ago, you fell into this fucking Blizzard thing. Hey, I'm in the Blizzard thing now. I'm fucking getting these goddamn claws off me. They suck you in, bro.
Yeah, the games are good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Discord here. 90-10 is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Gee, did you listen to our... our 5-year anniversary podcast?
What was our 5-year anniversary? That's
it was like 2 episodes ago.
Oh, yeah, shit, I missed it.
Yeah, the one we were here.
And I was like, should we do this without Chi? And Bobby's like, yeah, fuck her. I was like, whoa, bro.
That was our 5-year. No one told me ahead of time.
No, we didn't really. Well, no, we did talk about it.
I played a few clips. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I didn't listen. I'm so
check it out. Just because of the nostalgia factor. And like, we played the first time you were on there.
Oh.
Yeah, check it out.
I thought that was a good episode. When I was first interviewed.
The episode itself.
Yeah, because there was one where you kind of came on and we interviewed you, and then there was another one that was like your first official one. I can't remember which one.
Oh, we had a meeting about you. Like right after you were on the first time, I was like, I think she's fantastic. I think we should have her on every time. This is true.
Yeah, you had everyone's girlfriends was in the room too, so I was like under their...
oh, really?
Yeah, I was under their scope. Yeah, Sam was in the room and Anna was in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to make sure that they could trust me, and they could, because I'm non-threatening and horrible with men. So, okay, we'll definitely listen to that episode. I'm sorry.
All right. So we've got some hardware to talk about as well. This looks like the same stuff we talked about last week.
No. Well, one of them.
Okay. Samsung 860 Evo.
Yeah. It's the 1 terabyte that's been going on sale for crazy amounts. Somebody even put it up for $115. And Jocko agrees. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about how the ease of installation and switching over of hard drives. So basically, all you have to do is hand it over to a guy named Bobby and go play Smash Brothers for about 20 minutes with the guy named Minnie. And then realize that somebody's doing a tremendous favor for you. And then go back and check on him. And I was like, I'm sorry, Bobby. Like, do you need any help? He's like, oh, I just need this driver thing. So I really want to thank Bobby for hooking me up, because it would have taken me 8 times as long. 8 times.
I'm in the same boat, because I have my 860 literally sitting right underneath my nose, under my monitor.
She's as not that hard. Games. All you need is Smash Brothers.
Well, Bobby, what do you need? What if you could summarize the steps to just installing back up a new everything SSD.
You
want.
Just back up everything.
Which was nothing for me. By the way, for me, it was nothing, because everything's on Google Drive for me.
Yeah, everything's probably on my OneDrive.
You don't have like your taxes on your computer. It's like there's nothing there. Okay. There may be some pictures, maybe, but all my photos are on Google Photos. So
same here.
Yeah, there's There's literally nothing.
Okay. It's so easy to reinstall these days. Like, the just the process
only problem is...
Do you think I could do it myself?
Windows 10, right,
would
Bobby?
Would rather be...
You just plug it in. I mean, you mount it and then you plug it in.
But Windows 10 is an issue, right?
Because you're running Windows 10 right now, aren't you, Chi? Okay, so you're familiar with the operating system. But yeah, no, it's, I don't know. You could probably do it yourself, but...
See, I'm just so nervous.
But it might flag you for like not having the same hardware
and
require you to buy another one.
Yeah, right? We'll figure that out.
I've had perpetual...
I know a guy.
I've had perpetual issues with my hard drive with my computer, so it just makes me so nervous.
Well, it's a 256 gig.
I've had second hard drives... You remember trying to get my other hard drive to read?
Your storage hard drive.
And I was like, shot to get a bigger hard drive space. So still, I'm just like,
yeah, but I don't want to be. You want a fast hard drive that you're running your operating system and you're loading your games from. So yeah, this is long overdue. So yeah, I mean, I've got another week of work, then I'm off for 2 weeks. So you just got to keep reminding me. We'll get that straight now because it shouldn't take too long. The only thing that you got to do is just make sure you got everything back. Backed up because that thing's gonna
back it up.
Yep.
Okay.
But there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing but pictures. I literally did not. And I could put all that into. Yeah.
I've done this so many times for people, and I'm just like, okay, it's gonna be gone. Just make sure you back everything up, and then I have to double, triple check because there's been times.
What
where
my
I've
game
like,
saves?
Your game saves? It depends on the game. Some of them have Steam Cloud.
Yeah.
You could download Game Save Manager. It's been a long time since I plugged that. I haven't even used that in a while. Remember that? Game Save Manager?
Nope.
Yeah. You used to talk about it.
You used to bring it up constantly. Yeah.
It's not needed as much anymore.
Not really. Everything's in the cloud.
Yeah. The other one is the Samsung Gear 3 Frontier. That's what I'm wearing on my watch.
Here. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're actually wearing it.
I've had it for a while. Okay. So, there we go.
Wait, you spin the thing?
Yeah. But there's thousands of these faces, maybe hundreds.
Why did you spin the face?
Because it should turn on when I tap it, but it didn't. Okay. And it should turn on when I go like this. But I bought a refurbished one without knowing. So these are $379 new. Uh-huh. I saw one for $200 on Black Friday, thinking it was like half off. And I was like, and I bought it. So it is not working to the full effect that one should be working if I got a brand new one. But just the crippled abilities of it are fantastic, and it's working for me so well. I'm still going to have to send this back. Well, Sam's going to send it back tomorrow. But so the reasons that I got it is because I'm my number one employee and also my number one boss. Like I run a company, and I also do all the work. So, like, as I'm doing work, I can't be answering phone calls and stuff like that. So it's very nice to be able to get notifications on my, like, I don't miss any phone calls anymore.
Yeah.
Unless I don't like you and then I hang up on you, like, when you called me.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah. I know you're like $20 and I'm like, hey, dude, put it on my bill. And so that's nice. But the thing that's really been working for me is the Samsung like Fit app or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like it's gamified my fitness and numberized my fitness, which I understand way more than these like.
When will I start seeing results on that?
What?
When will I start seeing results?
I like it. I like it. Any second now, you son of a bitch. So it keeps track of how many calories I'm burning per day, which means I can easily track how many calories I eat, because you got to punch it in there. And like, well, as long as I keep 1,000 calories under what I'm burning, if I eat 1,000, then I'll lose two literal pounds, like legitimate pounds, not like take a shit pounds a week. And then like, I have this whole structure. Once you put in numbers, it works.
Okay.
And it's working.
Okay.
And it's keeping me updated, but I have to send it back because it has a couple flaws. But not because of the watch, I don't think. It's because it's a refurb.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's where I'm at. All right. I really, really enjoy it. I didn't want to get on the smartwatch phase. I thought it was a waste of time, and I'm enjoying everything about it. So
that's awesome. Glad you're
alive. That's a story I hear from everyone who gets a smartwatch. Like, they just don't see any use, and then they start using it, and it... It's actually really
helpful. It does a thing where like, hey, dude, you've been sitting for an hour. Maybe twist your torso a few times. Maybe, you know, stop being such a piece of shit. And it takes a real piece of shit to ignore that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't want to. Okay. Oh, hey, I gave you this update so that you're not such a piece of shit. And then you look at it and you say, I'm not going to do it. That takes a real piece of shit to not do it.
I don't like my jewelry telling me what to do.
You're not a jewelry guy, Bobby. Have you ever worn gold?
Dude, my girlfriend asked me that the other day. She's like, do you ever wear jewelry? I'm like, I had earrings, I had necklaces, I had rings. Yeah. Well, I'm part Italian, right? No, I'll show you some pictures, man. One of these days, I'm going to like bring in all my pictures.
I know you were a guinea, Bobby.
Oh, what did you say?
A guinea.
I haven't heard that one. Speaking of that, I just saw The Italian Stallion for the first time, and I didn't know that was a real thing.
Is that a movie?
That's
You're talking about the porn?
Yeah,
I don't think it was called The Italian Stallion.
No, that was his porn name, sorry.
Yeah.
But the actual. So,
yeah, dude, I was stoked when I saw. You're talking about Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
I was stoked that I had a way bigger dick than Sylvester Stallone. Like, it's nothing impressive.
You know, the guy's like 5.5 feet tall, too. Like, he's a small guy.
Oh, that was when I was in Austin, and I was hanging out with this girl, and she just pulled this up, and I was like, oh,
that's
I
did a weird not, thing to just randomly.
That was an awesome thing. We're probably going to get married.
Yeah. What?
We're probably going to get married.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
There's actually, like, I'm still talking to her. She recently she asked me, it's like, so are you going to let me fuck your ass with my tongue? I'm like, okay.
I mean, you should.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where that goes.
It doesn't hurt anybody. Tongues are soft, man.
So, yeah, we're definitely we're getting married next month.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Might be the best name. Oh, I once hooked up with this. So when I was in Vegas, I hooked up with there's this show in one of the casinos in Vegas. It was at the Harris, and the show was Jubilee, and she was the head chick, the one in front.
Actress?
It's not. It wasn't a show like that. Oh. It was a dancing show.
Oh, gotcha.
So like kicking legs and stuff. And she was the head one, the one with the biggest headdress and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And one day, it had nothing to do with my skills. She was like, "Hey, you're coming with me." I was like, "Yes, ma'am." So we went home and we banged it out like the whole weekend, and then never got her name. Went home, calling her. He's like, "Hey, babe, ready for me to come back?" She's like, "Yes, babe." I don't think she's my name either. She's like, "Can't wait for you to come back." And then I was like, struggling dude in San Diego. "Can't make it this weekend, babe. Sorry." "Oh, sad face, babe." And then like 4 weeks of me not showing up, and I lost the hottest Russian.
That's rough.
I gotta get my voice down. I am in the house of the one I sleep with. Anyway, because I didn't get a name.
That's
good times.
Yeah.
Any stories you'd like to share, Chief?
Me and Travis hit it off in The Sims 4.
Oh, no.
Well, you remember his name. That's good.
He treats her good.
Yeah, he keeps calling me and texting me to come over every day. We hooked up, and then I ghosted him for 3 days, but then finally let him come back around.
It's perfect.
Good times.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better.
All right, we've got some listener questions. A few.
Woohoo was good.
Oh, this
he broke my computer, though, and I had to fix it myself. That would never happen in real life. That would be the opposite, actually.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
Since 4
did
here.
You,
since 4.
Did you fix the light in your shower?
Oh, no. My light bulb's still out.
Bobby, when you're over there.
She showed me a picture. It's like an old-timey light bulb. I think they nailed it in. I don't know if you can swap the light bulb.
I know. Literally, it's like they... I don't know what they did. Because I was like, I think I need a hammer to open up this light fixture. And I was like, I don't trust myself going in it with a hammer.
It's not just a screw-off, screw-in.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, gotcha.
Shower by candlelight. Try it. It's nice.
Okay. Deep House Jedi asks, top or bottom?
Where are we starting?
I don't know.
Bottom of the leaderboards or top of the leaderboards?
I think we're talking about other things.
It depends on who I'm
with. She is definitely a top, I think.
I like being nuts. Bottom of the leaderboards because it means I'm playing with people much better than me.
Why are we still talking about leaderboards? This is not about leaderboards.
No, what?
Oh, let's talk about leaderboards.
We aren't talking about video games.
Yeah, Gene. Okay.
So it's not this a podcast about video games.
I'm going to go with the leaderboard things. I would like to do the best I can with my own meta, then look up metas and do better because of that. That's in every game I've ever played ever. Yeah.
Are we really talking about games right now?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Top?
Definitely bottom, bro. Oh, we're talking about games.
You want to find out? I got some shit for you, man.
All right, cool.
I got some toys. All right. I think you enjoy them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm serious. Shut up. You ever tried to process?
No, stop.
Check it out sometime, man. Take some training. After a few months, it'll be the best orgasm of your life.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. With Xbox now having mouse and keyboard support.
Oh, whoa, Bobby.
Oh, top or bottom? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Can we just both lay on our sides?
I mean,
equality.
Yeah,
that's... equality, folks.
That was the most brilliant thing you've ever said on this podcast, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Followed by a heavy sigh.
That's like the laziest like fucking position. Like you're just both dead tired. You don't want to do anything. So you're just both on your side. Just kind of just trying to thrust, but not really fall asleep inside of her. And that's the end of it.
Oh, boy.
That's how that ends.
Sounds like marriage.
Sam's ovulating.
You know,
tonight.
One of my favorite.
We're going to do the old side twist tonight.
You know, one of my favorite cheers, if here's something. If you're meeting someone, a cute boy, a girl at the bar, and you want something interesting to cheers to, I love to do the, did I bring this up before? It's a 3-2-1 and you simultaneously say your favorite sex position at the same time. Oh. And so you find out a lot about somebody and it's a really nice like icebreaker when you do that cheers. So
for 30 years, I thought that doggy style was my favorite until I realized, why is it my favorite? It's the end of sex.
Yeah.
It only lasts like 10 to 20
seconds. Smashing it home.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I mean, back to games.
Has anyone here ever,
Bobby,
ever tried a...
It's your job to keep this within the parameters.
You guys are making my job really hard this week.
It's a Saturday night. We got time.
Yeah.
It is Saturday.
No,
this is why we don't do Saturday nights.
Have to leave in like 10 minutes to go
shit.
To work.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right. With Xbox now having a mouse and keyboard support, will Robert Digital be playing more Xbox games? No.
Easy answer.
I think what he means by that is more...
Oh, like Microsoft Store games?
Yeah, more Microsoft Stores will have...
See, I thought they always had mouse and keyboard support. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't really care too much where I get my games from, just as long as I can play it on my computer. Like, I'm not bound to any specific platform. But yeah, like consoles in general, no, I'm not going to go buy a console. And if I were, it would be a Switch.
Yeah.
I want a PS4. It's
Were talking about that on... I'm sorry. What? PS4. Yeah.
Going off of his.
You definitely, for sure. We talked about it last week. Like those titles, those four titles are just fucking monsters. Monsters. I don't think PC has anything close to it right now. And to your point, Bobby, somebody was talking about hardware the other day and how the Switch is the perfect.
PC gamers console.
Yeah. And they didn't say console, like a nice touch to the PC gamer.
Yeah, it was I think it was M. Polo that said that.
Yeah, and I think there's something to it because you can't take your desktop with you,
right?
And nobody wants a game on a laptop.
Perfect complement to a PC gamer.
There it is.
That's what he said.
And so that's what it is. It really is something you could take with you, and that's what it is to me. Well, right now there's a fucking killer app on it, so I have to play that at home. Yeah. But other than that, I only play it when I'm traveling.
And you're playing Binding of Isaac on there. It's like your favorite game ever.
Sam was.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't play it right now.
It does what the PC can't do. You know, it's mobile and it's got some really good games on it. And if you were to buy an Xbox or a PlayStation, it's just like you're buying a lesser version of what you already have.
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah.
I hate when I talk for 2 minutes and he sums it up in 10 seconds.
Every time.
With bigger words, more intelligent.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
All right, Fastidious asked, why doesn't Ring of Elysium get more hype? I don't know what that game is.
It's a battle royale.
Yeah.
Sci-fi one.
Okay.
I honestly have never checked it out, but I've seen Shroud play it, mm-hmm. And I've seen...
It's where like snowboarding meets Battle Royale, correct?
Yeah, there is snowboarding. Is there snowboarding in it? I believe so. Yes. Yeah.
I've seen Dr. Disrespect play it as well. And both of them had like lackluster reviews about it. So that's why I've not played it.
You know what a great snowboarding game is? You guys ever play Heavy Shreddin'?
No.
No.
Heavy Shreddin'? All right, quick.
I've played very like, quickly. What is it? Something 1080... Or ten, just 1080. Yeah, I think 1080. It's just called 1080. Snowboard Kids is badass.
This is like DOS level game, bro.
Well, Bobby, it's Nintendo.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Bobby.
This is like ski.
If you want to play a good snowboarding game, Heavy Shreddin'.
It's not, though.
I played snowboard
kids.
So much
Can we
that.
Look up Snowboard Kids? That's a good snowboarding game. Oh, boy. Because that's Mario Kart meets snowboarding. Snowboard Kids. Snowboard Kids.
Was that on tiger.com? Snowboard Kids. Or whatever it was. Yeah.
Snowboard Kids is so much fun, and it's goofy, and...
Wow.
Yeah, it's Mario Kart meets snowboarding.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'd be into this.
Play different characters, you had different attacks. It was a lot of fun, believe. If you like Mario Kart, you'll like this game.
Mine was the big one that, like, PlayStation, like, was showing all their graphics off.
SSX Tricky?
Yeah. But not, dude, that one was not without the Tricky, the first one.
SSX?
SSX. SSX.
Yeah, this is a good one too. This is a.
That's when I was like, "Oh, these are
SSX is so rad." Yeah.
You look at this now, and you're still like, okay.
"Yeah, still not the graphics aren't that bad."
Yeah, for sure.
Snowboarding games, little known genre.
Snowboarders are so hot. Snowboarders.
How can you tell? They're all covered up.
Their clothes are so much cooler than skiers' clothes.
Just the fact that they snowboard is what makes them hot.
Okay. Let's see. Last question.
The way they work their board, my dude.
My dude.
Last question is from Barabbas. All four of you are stuck on a deserted island. Sounds like a hypothetical here. Who is most likely to die first for lack of survival skills? Who is most likely to go crazy and start talking to inanimate objects, a la Tom Hanks in Castaway? Who is most likely to turn cannibal? Who is more likely to out-survive everyone with their best Bear Grylls skills put to the test?
Yes. Me.
You think so?
I think everybody thinks that they're going to be the last one alive, right? Is that just...
No, I would be dead.
Oh, shit. Lord of the Rings or Lord of the Flies real quick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
I would grab a conch and then just go crazy.
Here's my guess.
He's stranded for 10 minutes. He's already cannibalizing.
I'm guessing. This is
I would just lay down, give up, and die.
This is me just guessing.
Are you talking about how you just live off your own fat for weeks?
Oh, for sure. That gives me an advantage. Definitely. For sure. A real logistically.
So cold.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be worried about certain things right off the bat. Yeah. I have enough energy to kill you or kill you.
Yeah. You. Unless, you know, I take the initiative and see you as a big meal for a few days.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah, you think. I got some survival skills.
Buddy. So then me and Bobby talking... Over eating your drumsticks, if you guys have drumsticks, I don't know. I feel like Bobby would go off and make a lab and a rocket ship made of coconuts, right?
But didn't we talk about this? Like, it would pretty much be Gilligan's Island. I would be the professor. Minnie, I think you landed on Gilligan.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah, this totally came up.
Okay.
No, this. Well, I also said the fan theory that turned out to be real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that right after we had the conversation. We're repeating history. Yeah.
It's such a good memory.
But it's true. She would be one of the girls, obviously.
I would be swimming in the ocean on my period and then eaten by a shark. That's...
It happens.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's why it's called period, because that was the end of her.
Period.
You think I have period jokes in my back pocket ready to go?
I feel like every time you tell a joke that you think is good, you pull this line out.
Yeah, I do. I like it. When it's original, like at this point, jeez. It's awesome. All right. I don't even know where to start.
But you got that joke in your back pocket that you pull out every time.
Yeah. Joke period. Yeah.
Chi, are you using the Overwatch coin as a coaster?
Oh, yeah. I have been.
That's how keychains get broken, Chi.
That just seems like a bad coaster. I guess it works.
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah, it's coasting on there.
Yeah, you know what? You can keep it now. It's now a chicane.
All right. What's everybody playing this week?
Maybe some League, Bobby. Maybe some DayZ 1.0. Maybe.
Why would you even say that?
Nobody plays that game. Why would you
1.0 is kind of
do that to
blowing
anybody?
Up again.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't believe
you. Making a comeback?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You have one person in your Discord that plays it.
I might go home tonight and play some Diablo 3. I don't know, man.
I go home and play video games.
Bobby, where are you? I just got so excited.
Dude, I've got characters in every range. And now that I think about it, I do have a barbarian. I don't know what level he is, but I got serious about that one. He's got to be pretty high up there. But, you know, what's the cap? 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 70 crusader.
61, 62 or something like that.
I think I got my barbarians around there.
I beat the game. Oh, did I? Fuck. This was my thing. I got caught up. I'm sorry, folks. I really wanted to give you guys my in-depth review of Reaper of Souls because it is the newest thing. It is better. The graphics, as soon as you beat the first game, they throw you into... Here's the ending of Diablo 3. Want to play Reaper of Souls? That was it. It was like, you beat Diablo, want to play Reaper? And then I beat the one at the end of Reapers of Souls.
Okay.
And then they're like, do you want to play Adventure Mode? No ending, nothing.
Yeah, it's just ongoing.
Yeah, and by the way, the cinematic, I've been wanting to talk about this, between Diablo 3 and Reaper of Souls is one of the best cinematics to this day I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, Azrael fucking talks to, like, Death, the Angel of Death, and... It's awesome. It's only like, check it out. It's like 25 seconds or something like that. Anyway, I'm to the point, I beat everything. And I am now running dailies, I guess. And I'm having fun with that. So if you're in that mode, I am totally down to do it in a group.
I probably got a character around a level that you have. I got a bunch
nice.
Of them.
Beautiful.
Cool. What are you guys playing? Chi? Mini?
Definitely more Smash Brothers. Oh, we get in a tournament together for Smash Brothers, yeah?
Tonight?
Oh, not tonight. Let's see.
Are you doing something tonight? Let's play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because it's cold. I want to get home.
You're weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got real controllers.
I'm sure you do. yeah. So Smash Bros. Tournament. We're talking about getting one of those started.
Oh, yeah. Because of what I learned from my
your friend? Nephew.
Nephew? My nephew. Yeah. So we can host an 8-player tournament and just go from there. We can make up some rules.
Yeah,
you guys are into it. We have the worst named Nintendo Switch.
It was supposed to be temporary. We can definitely rename it.
What is it?
Switch Tim Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Very, very to the point.
Yeah. You should have talked to me. Actually, when we were making the Discord name service, I said a bunch of shit. I was like, this should be this, blah, 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 blah. And then after 6 months later, Bobby was right. Every single one. He's like, yeah, you can't be specific. You have to say lobby one, lobby two. And that's where we're at now. So what the fuck do I know?
Chi, what you playing?
More Sims 4, most likely DayZ 1.0, because DayZ I enjoyed the fuck out of back in the day.
Chi, is there a goal in Sims?
Sims or DayZ?
Or is it more about just experiencing?
Just experiencing everything. And you can maximize your career. You can continue on generations. It's basically whatever life goals you have. But
in a microcosm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So we all done?
I tried to play Sims 2, but the graphics were just too bad. Like I played actually a lot of Sims, the original one. But I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole.
The graphics aren't bad in The Sims 3 or The Sims 4. And with all the custom content.
No, Sims 4 looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, God, Sims 2 ran at, like, some terribly low resolution. All right, sounds like a week. Next week is going to be the holidays.
The holiday week.
Yeah.
Damn, already.
Do I have 12 days of gaming before Christmas? Nope. It's the 15th, so... It's only 10 days.
Yeah.
So speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself, and 12 titty dumbs.
Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to do the whole song, and I was like, what? That's a tip too long.
You just all tits?
Yeah.
The whole 12 days?
Yeah. They're in the right key. I don't even know what a key is, dude.
I don't either.
Yeah, me either.
Got me.
Bobby does.